Tomorrow's News Today.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by confidence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. It's the final day of the incredible year of 2025. It is 11:02 Central Standard Time. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We're entering the 345th day of what was supposedly going to be the return of the Golden Age. And a lot of good things have happened. But if the deep state is not removed, it'll just be a speed bump. Well, I got a call at the end of the broadcast yesterday. My producer did, from General Flynn. She said, hey, it's an emergency. You call him right now. I've never had General Flynn call and say it's an emergency. So we had a lengthy conversation right after the broadcast. And he was briefing me on things and asking my opinion on things. And I said, well, I defer really to what you think you should say, but I agree with you. And so we haven't talked since then. So I'm just going to come back in the next segment when we join a bunch of radio stations that join us at 6 after and really try to give him the floor. This is an emergency address to the president, an emergency address to the American people. And sure, Flynn can call Trump up and get him on the phone, but Trump gets busy, forgets things. We need to make this a big political issue, okay? And I don't know how much he wants to get into here, because talking to him yesterday, he's not sure exactly the best avenue or 100% exactly what's going on, but a lot of really bad stuff happening. And I'm not going to say, and I can concur with most of what he said, I actually know is true. I don't doubt the other stuff either. He has a lot more information and sources than I do in many ways. Let's just say this. I rarely get what you call depressed. And I went home last night and didn't even eat dinner. And when my daughter went to bed, the 8-year-old, I went to bed about 9 o'clock and just basically then laid awake all night. I basically have not slept over this information. And because we already knew it and we can see the trajectory. And we as the American people have to make a big enough uproar and focused action, legally and lawfully, to get the Trump administration back on track. And again, that doesn't mean it's not on track in many ways, but ultimately where it's going is very bad if there's not a true reckoning and a removal of the sleeper cells of the globalists that are hiding in plain view. So General Flynn will be taking over here. I'll obviously have some questions and comments. This is a big deal. Take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X, the live feed at the Alex Jones channel on Rumble, Infowars.com/show. Share them now. This is a maximum alert. You're not part of the fight. You're all the fight. You're the amplification. You decide whether this message gets out. Take the live feed and share it now. Email, text message, word of mouth. It's up to you. You're the Paul Revere's. We need you now. Now. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones Backup Network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have a global corporate government that is anti-human, transhumanist, anti-God, anti-family. And Trump getting us out of the carbon taxes and securing the borders and many other things is causing them extreme problems. But they're still operating around the world. They're allied with communist China. If the deep state is not put in prison, if their networks are not broken, this will just be a reprieve. America is on death row right now. And Trump is the appeal, and we are the appeal to stop it. But they are going to accelerate the collapse once he's gone. And we have information, and I've separately have confirmed this. I don't know how much Flynn's ready to get into here, but we were thinking, oh, the Justice Department is going to come after us. The Democrats have pledged to do it. Those of us that have been at the tip of the spear, because they got to get through us to get to you, as Trump has said, when Trump's gone. No. They have been organizing and creating enemies lists and doing opposition research on prominent patriots that they know are real Americans who will continue MAGA on into the future, regardless whether Trump flies straight or not. So the future is being decided right now. I think that's the simplest way to try to kick this off. And we need Trump to succeed. We have to be careful, I think, how far we go with some of this, because we don't want it to be used to damage Trump. We need to get the public mobilized to keep Trump on the straight and narrow and identify the bad guys and remove them, which we're getting close to, and that's one of the reasons that they are doing the things they're doing. And again, I told General Flynn about this yesterday. He told me a lot of stuff, but the point is that I've had the Justice Department, the highest levels, reach out months ago and say, oh, we know you have a lot of problems. Come in and meet with us, or we'll come meet with you, and we'll, if you work with us, we'll fix it. And I'm not talking about Ed Martin. I'm talking about above him. I'm talking about Blanche. And I'm like, nope, I don't trust that. I don't believe any of that, and I'm not going to do it. So the point is, there's a lot of probing going on here. There's a lot of forces built up, and we're not going to get the prosecutions. I doubt they even go after anybody, you know, that's higher up the Somali fraud. And so I think that's the front and center issue. I'm going to shut up now. This is the last day of 2025. What an incredible historic year. We'll be back tonight, 9 p.m. Central, right through midnight, with a whole bunch of special guests and information. We have huge news coming up after Flynn leaves. But this is the most important thing you can be talking about. And this is the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And that's where the real work gets done. That's not like one of these little, you know, side agencies or whatever. This is where the real brains and teeth of the Republic, you know, the stuff that predates the CIA and all that, you know, the original intelligence of America, the Army and the military, and, you know, back to George Washington, and then the National Security Advisor, and a real general who predicted what China would do, and has predicted it all, you know, not one of these globalists. And so I don't need to get into his bona fides, but he's not appreciated enough. And obviously the system fears him and fears the advice he gives the American people and Trump. And so now, without further ado, General, I don't know Where you want to go with this, you decide. And then we have to start wargaming, as you said, what we're going to do to try to get Trump on the right track. And if that doesn't happen, then what do we do at that point? Because we can't just count on him. We built the platform, the wave he rode in on. General Flynn, thank you so much for being here on the last day of the year.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Alex. You want to start off with Happy New Year, right? Happy New Year. As we end 2025 and we go into a very, very historic period of time here in the next year. So, you know, I for the audience, I called up Alex yesterday, and this has been an accumulation of things that I have witnessed over the last year and a half, actually going back to late spring, early summer of 2024 during on the campaign trail as Donald Trump was running for president. So we began to see a lot of different things. And I appreciate, you know, you laying out some of my background, Alex. For people that don't know me well, I mean, yeah, I was the director of one of the largest intel agencies in the world. I was selected to be the national security advisor, served in that position for too short of a period of time. And people can go look at the background of that and what happened. And it's very clear what happened. And so, you know, I do have an extensive global network, and I definitely have maintained that. And I also have an extensive domestic network, not only still inside of the government, but also across the country. I mean, people that come to me all the time with different pieces of information. And I am one of these people that's able to bring not only information, but people together. And as we are completing this first year of Donald Trump's second administration, one of the things that I began to examine, and this is a piece of paper right here, just lays out 20 objectives that Donald Trump came into office with. And number one was to seal the border and stop the migrant invasion. Check on that. And then the number 20th is unite our country by bringing it to new and record levels of success. And then there's a whole series of items in between. So Trump, I know, is working on these. But one of the things that has really struck me are the range of things that where we are not even feeling accountability. And I'm glad you touched on Minnesota and even made the comment that we may not even see any results or accountability for what's happening up in Minnesota, because it'll die out, or it'll be quashed, or somebody will pick it up and go, we're going to take it into, you know, an investigation or whatever. I mean, I wrote down basically three pages. And this is a laundry list of things that have happened since the 2016 period of time. And there's actually over 80 things that have happened that's on that particular list. And that ranges from, you know, Russiagate, Crossfire Hurricane, the Clinton email scandal, Benghazi, 2020 election irregularities, you know, with the rigged 2020 election, January 6th, right? The prosecutions and the detainment treatment that we know occurred, the COVID origins cover-up, gain of function funding. I'm just going to list a few of them as I go through this, just so people have an idea of some of the things that, and why I put this letter out to Trump the other day about accountability. You know, the Hunter Biden laptop suppression, 51 intelligence officials that signed a letter prior to the 2020 election. You know, and what happened to them? They lost their clearances. Give me a break. You know, the Biden classified document scandal. Remember, we found a whole bunch of classified documents in Biden's garage and up in, I think it was the University of Pennsylvania. Vaccine mandates. The summer 2020 riots, not just what we just learned in Minnesota, but Minnesota was also at the leading edge of the summer of 2020. I call it the summer of love, the summer of 2020, where they killed a bunch of police officers and they destroyed billions of dollars of just businesses and other parts. We've had the student loan bailout, the Afghanistan withdrawal. I do know that Pete Hegseth has directed a report to be due to him here probably within the next 90 days for the Afghanistan withdrawal that left Americans behind enemy lines while we retreated, and as well as, you know, $80 to $100 billion worth of equipment. Ukraine corruption. I mean, we just saw Trump with Zelensky the other day, and we now have the admitting of Zelensky's team or former members of his team trying to target basically what they're describing as a command and control site inside of Russia. The planning of that, or the execution of that, was probably ongoing while Zelensky was standing at the podium with Trump, and Trump's talking about peace, and Zelensky's planning to start, World War III? I mean, the CCP land purchases. I've been talking about the Chinese government and the threat that the CCP has presented to the United States of America for 25 years. And and you're right. And I appreciate you saying that. Years and years ago when I was on your show, I talked about how the CCP is going to continue on, and they've actually executed their unrestricted warfare to a T. You know, and also this business about allowing more Chinese students into U.S. universities. These are not students that are learning about democracy, Mr. President, and I'm talking to President Trump. These are students that are there on a mission to collect and gather intelligence and take it back, to collect and gather intellectual property, to work inside of our labs, to work inside of our businesses, and to basically do reconnaissance and surveillance of key sites and other activities that our government does. We've been allowing up to 500,000 Chinese students since back in the Biden era, the Clinton-Gore era. So, I mean, it's just been unbelievable. That's just some of the things, you know, and, you know, never mind. We had, because I'm going to get into some things that I do believe Trump needs to do. And I lay out some of that in that letter that I put out to President Trump basically at the end of this year to say, okay, we appreciate everything that you're doing. We will stand with you through thick and thin, as I stated in the letter. You know, like, we are not summer soldiers, you know, and I'm not about making America great again. I'm about saving America at this point, because we are going to find, and particularly the Minnesota thing, you know, Nick Shirley, God, you know, help Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley is a modern day Paul Revere. Nick Shirley is like a Thomas Paine. He is out there and he's saying to people, hey, look at what I'm finding. And he's doing it with an iPhone and this other great patriot that's with him, this gentleman that's with him. And he's basically a Paul Revere saying, hey, you know, the enemy's coming. The enemy's coming. In fact, they're here, and look at what they're doing. And now we know that this is not just in Minnesota. We know it's in Maine, Ohio, Illinois, Washington State, probably Oregon. We definitely know it's in California. I'm hearing that it's in places like Texas. So we're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars. And now we're going to go into our 250th anniversary. Yes, we need to celebrate our country. We need to celebrate this coming year. But we also need to make sure that people are held accountable. Because, Mr. Trump, if they are not held accountable, and trust me, Mr. Trump, President Trump, they were going to put you in jail. Had you lost this last election in November of 2024, the 26th of November was your sentencing date. They were going to throw your rear end in jail. Believe me, had Kamala won, oh my God, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You'd be in a prison for the rest of your life. And they are still.
And General, just to briefly interrupt you, I should have asked you up front. You're going to be able to stay for most of the hour, right? Because there's a lot to cover.
I'll stay as long as I need to. I will. I'd be able to stay through the break and maybe into the next break. But so I, you know, I mean,
just stop and just explain to people. I've known you a long time. I respect you. Everybody knows you've been dead on. Nobody's more accurate than you, and you're right there. We were talking about that yesterday, that it's just a few people that actually can't even grasp all this, which is frustrating. We're trying to get other people to grasp it. I've never, you were five times more concerned than I've ever heard you. You gave me a lot of shocking intel. Some of it I was aware of about what's going on in the Trump administration. And so I want people to understand there's real urgency here. And I didn't want to go the places you brought up unless you wanted to go there. But I just want to.
I'm going to touch on those. I'm going to touch on those because I am fed up and I'm done. I am done with my family being taken advantage of and people coming after my family. I mean, that's the whole reason I pled guilty in the first place way back when I pled guilty. But now.
And General, this is a huge deal. Let's do that after the break. Let's finish up with your overview. I want people to understand, I had the same intel on myself and others, and I'm sure Trump isn't aware, but let's just be clear. If you think the deep state's bad inside the Trump administration, folks, they are literally wargaming during the Trump admin how to come after us. So not only are we not going to see prosecutions of the deep state, it looks like, instead, they're going to come after us during the Trump administration. So that's huge. That's coming up. And now they want to go to full war with Iran, not just hit nuke sites, but hit, quote, all the missiles, which is total war. That's the signs that Flynn will have the floor. I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. I just want people to understand the urgency of what's coming up. Please keep giving us the overview.
Yeah, I mean, and the reason why I'm going into this background for your audience, and I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to watch this, I'm going into this background because I want people to know that I'm paying attention. That, you know, and it's not just me by myself. It's a group. There's a large group of people. In fact, like I said in the letter, there's 79 million of us that are paying attention, Mr. President. And we are at the point where, and like I say, our nation is at a breaking point if we don't start holding people accountable. And I'm not talking about, you know, some hoodlum that is selling fentanyl on the street or selling cocaine or some member of Tren de Aragua. I mean, I got that. We got to do those things. We have plenty of law enforcement that is able to do that. And that direction is clear. And that's happening. But I'm talking about people that are running a revolution to destroy this country. That's what I'm talking about.
Whenever you're taking your country back from a tyranny, you have to take out the nerve center. You have to take out the command and control. That's the first thing you do in taking country back politically or militarily. It is the default, and it's not happening.
And I've said this plenty of times about exactly who to go after. And I know that there's some things going on down in a Florida court. There's a grand jury and all that. And I've been told that there's some subpoenas that have been issued and that, you know, that the lawyers are now starting to talk to each other. So, and that's because that's what happens. You can't have something like that. And it's like, maybe the grand jury is sequestered in secret. Good. And they need to be. But once people start getting issued subpoenas, then the lawyers and everybody else starts to talk and they start to get worried. So I like that. I want these people to be worried. But I want them, and this is where President Trump comes in. It's like, don't leave this up to the Department of Justice. The chief law enforcement officer in the United States of America is not the Attorney General. It is the President of the United States of America. The buck stops with you, Mr. President, and the action starts with you, Mr. President. So, you know, we can say things like, we'll see what happens. You know, the DOJ has this. We're looking into it. What we want is we want action. So as we go forward, and as I laid out all these other things, I mean, I can guarantee you there's too much on the plate for this to be handled by our current DOJ because the upper crust, yeah, you might have picked people that you wanted, Mr. President. You might have gotten, you know, the right team in place. That's the upper crust, right? That's a very thin layer. But once you break through that layer, this is the deep state, right? The bureaucrats, the long-term, long in the tooth people that have been sitting in Washington DC. And for the last 10 presidencies, they voted at 95% for the left. They didn't vote for you, Mr. President. They hate you. And they're going to work against you. They're going to give you white papers. When you tell them to do something, like sign an executive order and you tell them to do something, they're going to write all these white papers about how they shouldn't do it. And they're going to start, and they're going to send it up, and that'll take 3 or 4 months to go back and forth. So, you need to know, and the people of this country need to know that this is not up to just one man, but one man has the executive power to do a lot. And the duty, as you've said. Yeah, and it's one of the things that Alex and I talked about yesterday, because I've said this very publicly many times. There's only one person in our country that takes the oath of office with this one very important word, and that's preserve. Preserve. Only the President of the United States takes the oath of office that actually says preserve the Constitution of the United States of America. You know, one of the things that struck me, I started to read up on Abraham Lincoln yesterday and some of the actions that he had to take. Frankly, in two elections that he went through, one that he went through while he was in the midst of a civil war. So there are precedents for presidents of the United States to take certain types of actions to be able to hold the people that are fighting against you, that are fighting against this country. And I'm not talking about, you know, politics here. I'm not talking about better ideologies. I'm not talking about, you know, smaller government or little government between Republicans and Democrats. I'm talking about people who committed treason, as the President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump, has stated, as well as our great director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has stated. These people committed treason. So if they committed treason, then what is it that we are going to do about this treason? Now, that's that group of people that I just highlighted, three pages of over 80 things that I was able to list just this morning, right? To kind of prepare my sort of mindset for coming on your show. But the other thing that I'm really, really, I'm more irritated about is this right here. And I won't get into, you know, people can try to do a screenshot and see what was on that. But I'm telling you, and this is something that really bugs me to no end. And I'll just give you a little bit, because these are, again, I said early on that I have a lot of sources, a lot, an awful lot, globally and domestically in the government and outside the government. And people talk too much, right? They talk too much. I'm on this show and I go on different shows because I want people to understand from my point of view that we're in trouble. We are in deep, deep trouble. I mean, what we're learning about this Minnesota stuff, this is the tip of the iceberg. Oh my God. And it's not just, you know, a bunch of, you know, Democrats up in Minnesota. Give me a break. There's so much here. And you're right, Alex. I doubt if anybody's held accountable. But you know, this is to me, you know, again, they targeted my son way back when. That was the Mueller investigation, right? That was the left. That was the whole, you know, Mueller Wiseman investigation. Hell, they dragged Roger Stone out of his house on basically what.
And before we go there, General, let me quantify this for the listeners. You're doing a great job, but let me just quantify it and see if you agree completely or can augment it and add more of your great knowledge to it. They know you're the brain trust, and it's just true from, you know, the agency you ran, the things you did, that understands foreign attacks, regime change, all the stuff that your agency did, let's say the big teeth, they understand you've got the networks. They understand you have the intel. They understand you have the plan. That's so easy if we just have the will to implement it and legally, lawfully, with the powers of the president, we're in a crisis to decapitate them legally and lawfully and lovingly, nonviolently. But politically, it is the only move. And so they know you're doing that. So now you have confirmed, and I have confirmed separately. I should have called you back last night. I got a call from a big journalist, as I was driving home at 6 o'clock last night, and I can't say the person's name. And in fact, they didn't want me to even go there because they'll figure out who it is. But I don't know what I was supposed to do at this point. Bongino calls up and wants us all to know he's coming after us. I mean, for what? So my point is that it's what you told me is they're literally up there wargaming coming after you and me because we're the, and Steve Bannon basically, because we're the ones on air that actually know what we're doing. And so it was just like, I had like electricity shoot up my spine when I learned this, and it didn't scare me. It pissed me off. So they see us as the enemy up there, and that shows how institutional it is that he wanted us to know that. But then I'm not supposed to talk about it. Again, I'm not even saying he's the enemy. If that has seeped into his brain, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know what they also understand is that I'm not bought and paid for. I'm not, you know, and in fact, that's the interesting thing. And this is, and I'll just give you a little bit of tease here, right? I mean, they're again, this is not Mueller, you know, and the Mueller investigation, again, this is this administration and people inside of this administration, not Trump. Trump doesn't know this. You know, maybe he'll learn about it.
They're so arrogant, they're wargaming to come after his key supporters in the damn White House.
These are people that are targeting my family again, my wife, my son, my ability to make an income, right? I mean, this is out of control. And I'm going to tell you, that's why I'm being very public about it. And I don't want to be public about it. I was really trying to figure out how do I go about this?
Yeah, you were asking my advice and I was flattered. Yeah. I said, sir, I'll defer to you. I mean,
yeah, because you got a big platform, and I've spoken to others who have big platforms, and because I don't have a platform. The platform I have is my background and my network and basically the things that I do, and for some reason it scares the shit out of them. And you know what? Too bad, because I'm not going to be afraid of them, but I'm going to tell you, I mean, they're digging up, they're trying to dig up dirt on my wife. I mean, and this is not like making shit up here. This is for real.
Stay there, you know, sir. We got to go to break. You'll have the floor. This is a big deal. And folks, this isn't about personal for Flynn or me. They're letting us know, and I'm not going to get into some of the stuff because I can't because I'll look up sources. They've been doing this for 3 months now, threatening me. Hey, you want to be friends or bad stuff's about to happen?
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I cracked the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind to say, luck, nah, this is designed. Ultimate power. Feel it surge in your veins. Locked in focus, laser brain.
Turbo Force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate power at thealexshowstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, I was telling General Flynn about Bongino saying, I'm coming after you through a media person. And I called other people. They said, call this person. They said, yeah, he's doing that. And then Flynn's like, yep, just happened here. Boom. I don't know. And we're not talking about Bongino. That's not even who is quarterbacking at the White House. An enemies list, opposition research, the DOJ investigating us. Right under Trump's nose. And so instead of just calling up Trump, because Flynn yesterday said, I can call him, but he goes, I agree with you, Alex. It's just best to put it out there for everybody's safety to get the grassroots to know that this is the deep state trying to use the Trump admin arrogantly to point the Death Star at the people that understand how to actually defeat the globalists. Now I'm going to shut up. General, get into the latest developments, back in the 35,000 foot view, what they're doing targeting you, where all this is going. And then obviously you want to rally the public, into the committees of correspondence to understand that if Trump fails us, we're going to have to do this ourselves by our bootstraps and we're not giving up. There's a global awakening. We're in the fourth turning. We have the initiative. I'm not trying to demoralize people here. We're just being honest with folks about the situation. And the point in history.
Yeah, I mean, I want people to understand that, you know, our election, two things that Trump has to do. Trump has to correct our elections. He's got to fix our election system. If he doesn't do that in the next like 90 days, I think 90 days is about it. Maybe I'll give him maybe 6 months because the primaries begin and our elections are going to be run through the old system, which everybody knows is totally broken and unfair. So he's got to fix the elections. It's the second thing that he must do. And this is part of that, is he has to begin to hold people that are running this revolution against our country accountable. You know, John Brennan, look at what they already screwed up with Jim Comey. That was a joke. I mean, so maybe there is something going on down in Florida, and I've heard that, and those are, maybe there's some good steps, but this has got to happen. I mean, I've talked about Brennan, I've talked about Clapper, I've talked about, you know, Victoria Nuland, Avril Haines, Barack Obama. I mean, all these people. I mean, you know, the greatest crime, you know, committed in the, you know, prior to maybe the Minnesota crime here that Devin Nunes actually highlighted while he was still chairman of the House Intel Committee was the unmasking of my name while I was the incoming national security advisor to the United States of America. No, he said that was the greatest crime committed in our history at that time. Nobody has ever been held accountable for that. And now we have not only one Trump administration, we're into our second Trump administration. In fact, I know nobody's even looking into that because it's so hard to break into the intelligence community. Even as great a work as Tulsi Gabbard is doing, she is still having a very, very difficult time breaking in. So, you know, getting the system to work for not only her, but for the president of the United States. You know, but I'm just going to read a couple of little things here because this is what really, you know, got my goat. And boy, I'm telling you, I am livid about this shit. I'm done.
And let's be clear. You're the guy, the main brain trust. It's a fact. They targeted you day one in the first ad, man. You were target number one because you're the only guy that knew how they worked. And so the fact that they're lazing you, people that don't know the military term, the fact that they're spotlighting for the aircraft, you know, to target and drop the bombs, the fact that they've lit you up, and I know they've been lighting me up now, means that they've got a plan and are moving. This is key intel. So tell us what's happening to you and your family.
Right. I mean, you know, what got me too is the last couple of weeks, there's been like nasty news articles about me. And I'm like wondering, what the hell? Why are they coming after me with all the other shit, all the other things going on, you know, in the country, in the world? You know, they got these, I mean, like a Washington Post, New York Times articles, right? So, you know, and I'm going to read something. And in the case of Flynn, it would soon come out that he had taken, quote, dirty money, unquote. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Seriously? I mean, okay, where is it? What is it? Because the one thing, as I just said earlier, that they also understand is I'm not somebody that has bought and paid for. I don't work for a country. I don't work for some, you know, I do work. I do bust my ass to earn, you know, the kind of living that
you
I have.
You work for America. Everybody knows.
Exactly.
If you were in a NASCAR,
exactly.
There's one decal on it, and it's the American flag.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't spend over 33 years of my life in the military, 5 of those years in direct combat operations, and all these other assholes, excuse my Irish, that are out there that have no friggin' idea, you know, these digital warriors, you know, that are down in their basements. I know that there's good digital soldiers. There are influencers out there that are working hard and they're trying to expose the right things, but there's also these idiots out there that say things and they don't have a clue what they're saying. So, but that bothers me less than what I believe President Donald J. Trump needs to do going forward. And I am going to talk about that. You know, I mean, I'm reading from a report that I got from a very good source, a source that I would describe as A1. And anybody that's ever served in the military in the intelligence business, when you say you've got an A1 source, that means you have a bulletproof source of information, right? They're going to dig up dirt on my wife, right? On my wife, that she had relationships while I was deployed overseas. I showed this to my wife. She was livid. I mean, as I'm livid. I mean, you know, come on. This is unbelievable. But this is the kind of bullshit that we are dealing with, that I'm dealing with, because why? Not because I'm over the target. It's because people know that my voice, and thank you to any audience out there for allowing me to have the voice and the platform that I do have, because otherwise, you know, what am I going to do? Go off into the sunset? Bullshit. This is not how I was designed. I was not raised like I was raised in a great Irish family and went into the military, served our country, to come out of the government and be taken out of the government like I was taken out and then give up. I am not about to do that. So, So whatever they want to do to me, they better do it, because I'm going to tell you, folks, this guy is not done. I will never give in and I will never give up. And now that I see this kind of horseshit that is directly coming after my family from people inside of this administration, I am done. I am done. And I'll take a step back, because I'm going to start to lose my mind over it. I mean, there's a group being offered a substantial sum of money to jog people's memories, right? That's some of what you and I talked about yesterday. When somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, Alex, you know, we're going to give you this. We're going to give you this. And don't you worry about anything. You just can't touch on these issues, or when we need you to do something, we need you to talk about something or not talk about something." And, you know, and what you do is you sit there and you go, "Oh, that's a lot of money, man. That's really pretty good." And you're like, well, if that happens to you, then you're owned. And you know this because I know that you have experienced that. There have been times when people approach you, and I've been approached many, many times over the years, particularly in the military, but I'm trained at a different level, and they know it, and I understand at a different level, and I operate at a different level. When we talk about enemy doctrine, I read the doctrine. I read what it is that we are up against. It's not just the CCP and their unrestricted warfare. Hell, I've been reading enemy doctrine since I was in an ROTC program back in the state.
Bottom line, not only are we not getting prosecutions of the deep state, we know that inside the Trump admin, under his nose, they are mobilizing to come after his greatest supporters and the people that know how to win.
Yeah.
And we know, because there's been hot mics, and I've told people that talk to Trump a lot, he's pissed, he's yelling at him, saying, "I want indictments." Then the question is, why isn't he then removing these people? I know that they have the AG of Missouri, who I recommended to be the attorney general, that or Ken Paxton. He's reportedly, they have him ready to replace Bondi. And I've got that from high level. So that should have been done 8 months ago. It never should have been here. What else should we be doing here?
Yeah. So one of the things that I think, and this is really where, you know, we take a step back, right? So all this that I just laid out, right? So some of it is just contextually very strategic, and it is so damaging to our country. And some of it is very tactical, and it's very personal to me. And that was some of the things that I just touched on. That's not the whole of everything, Alex. That's just a little bits and pieces of the.
Oh, I know how they do it. They've done it to my family. Listen, you probably forgot. They floated the fake story about you cheating on your wife in Russia, and it turned out to be totally fake.
Exactly.
It's just standard crap.
Exactly. It's the playbook that they have been using. And frankly,
it's
the whole reason it's why we're in Ukraine in the first place. The Maidan color revolution in 2014 is exactly why we are still in Ukraine. We created that. The CIA, the state elements in the State Department created that entire mess. And here we are. And I've never heard more talk about the use of nuclear weapons than I have in the last 48 hours. So that, along with this kind of horseshit, is horseshit. And I'm done. So now what I want to do is let's take a step back. You've noticed at times, you know, when I begin to calm down a little bit and I begin to focus, what is it that we should be doing? Well, number one, the American people, 79 million of us, plus many, many others who have started to really see the light, we must put pressure on this administration to hold people accountable. I don't care whether it's an elite class of pedophiles that got caught up in the Epstein affair. And I don't know Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's not a friend of mine. I don't know why anybody would say that Bill Clinton is a friend or somebody that you know about or somebody that you would spend time with. Jesus. I mean, if they committed abuse of children, they need to be held accountable. I don't care who it is. If somebody abused our system of government in a criminal way, they need to be held accountable. I don't care who it is. It's not about Republicans and Democrats. It's not about the left and the right. This is about whether we're going to be a nation that is respected, that maintains the moral high ground, and has a rule of law that is revered by the rest of the world, which right now it is not, because people are getting away with all kinds of garbage, and the rest of the world is looking at us and going, "You're going to tell us that we need to be a democracy? Give me a break. You guys don't, you know, you can't get your shit together, right?" So, So one of the things that I do believe, and I hope that we're not too late, because momentum and timing does matter. And, you know, the White House put out a video yesterday talking about, you know, we're just getting started, right? I mean, we've been at this for a year. We've been at this for over a year. A lot of thought has been able to go into this. I mean, never mind what Elon Musk, you know, discovered during Doge, right? I mean, oh my God. So what do we need to do? And I think it needs to happen like immediately. President Donald J. Trump needs to form a task force. And in that task force, and give him a timetable, and I mean a time, like a time crunch to have to operate within, and to take the biggest targets, the biggest actions that have
occurred. And by the way, he took your advice that you gave him at Mar-a-Lago in the last 4 years, and right when he was reelected, and he's given you awards, and thank you there. He put in Ed Martin and others, and then Todd Blanche came in and blocked it. So he's already done what you said, but I agree. We have to have not just a task force of the DOJ. We have to have like an hour a day, yeah, more important than foreign policy, anything, because if you don't take out the deep state, we're done. It's got to be central war room, focus, clarity, and that's why they're targeting you for destruction, yeah, because they know.
And I think that task force, Alex, should be made up of a bunch of private entrepreneurs who really know what they're talking about and know what they're doing and know how to run, you know, organizations and know how to
I think Trump should bring Musk in, and he's already partially apologized and brought him back. I mean, I think Musk should be involved in that task force.
Absolutely. Now, whether or not Musk runs it, I don't know, but Trump needs to have a group of private entrepreneurs.
Who
come in and organize. And in the military, we would say we need to task organize for combat, because we are in combat. We are in a war. So part of that task force, though, needs to have a DOJ element with prosecutorial powers, right, and authorities, so they can bring indictments. Maybe off of that task force, there is a grand jury that is sequestered, and you don't have to have the task force in Washington, D.C. You can have it in Florida, you can have it wherever the hell you want to have it, but you got to have this, and it's got to be a bunch of smart people that care deeply and have proven deeply about that they care about this country.
What about putting it with the Army in Tampa or something? That would be smart.
Yeah, you could. There's plenty of places. You know, the tactics of where you actually place it would be, you know, is smart. You know, and I think Tampa, Miami's another place.
And can he sign an order to give them full authorization?
100%.
Into all the spy grids?
He can give them the authorities to do the things that they need to do. And that task force lead, and just like you said, almost on a daily basis, they have to have direct report to the President of the United States of America.
Well, obviously the daily basis is to keep him focused.
Right, exactly. And to say these are the four or five priorities. Cause I'm going to tell you, there's no way in the world that we have time to get to all the stuff that I only highlighted, you know,
sir, you got
know,
as much
things.
Time. This is historic. Everybody, just, I'm going to get into your list, please.
Yeah, they need to go through. So that group, that task force, and I'm talking serious entrepreneurs, and Trump can bring these guys together and give them the mission to two things: hold people accountable, find out where the real damage has been done, and hold those people accountable. And then two is make sure that we have an election system that is noble, honorable, and the envy of the world. Because right now we do not. And if we don't have a fair election system, we're never gonna break free of this madness that we are going through. Those are really the two overarching objectives. Now, you know, inside you can say who started Russiagate, where did Russiagate come from, who came in, you know, Mar-a-Lago gate. I mean, there's a whole range of things, and I won't go back through every single one of these things, but my God, you know, I mean, just the unbelievable amount of things that, you know, J6 still, right? Well, look, what are we learning about all this stuff?
But talk about low-hanging fruit. You have trillions during Biden stolen. You have the wives and husbands of all these politicians and Democrats openly stealing money. They put Al Capone in for income tax, not for the thousands of murders. I think they should. That's the way you hit them. I don't care how we put them in prison. We just put them in prison for the crimes they've committed of theft. I think that's what you target. Yeah.
Back in 2017, there was an article and a group that met on the left, and when Trump won. And they met, and basically it was their decision-making apparatus that said, this is how we are going to undermine President Trump. It was back in the early part of January of 2017. I was discussed during that meeting. And then, you know, 23 days after inauguration of Trump in 2017, I'm out, right? I mean,
Call me Bragg, you are target number one.
So the second big thing, so he needs to form this task force, and he needs to, you know, I guarantee that there would be some great people that would say, absolutely, Mr. President.
Well, you said a month ago for the first time, you're ready to go back in if he called you.
The second thing is they need to go through every issue. So in a military mission analysis, one of the things you do is you do a mission analysis, and one of the things you lay out is you lay out the adversary. You lay out the facts. You make assumptions. You lay out timelines. So they need to go through a full mission analysis with some very smart people that lay out kind of a roadmap, right? A roadmap that goes back to probably about the summer of 2016, maybe even earlier, but certainly a roadmap. And a lot of this exists right now. Let me tell you. I mean, most of it exists on paper, and I know people that have been tracking this from the beginning. So lay this timeline out, lay this roadmap out, and in that roadmap, you then choose, okay, we're gonna focus on X, Y, and Z. Three big targets. Maybe there's four or five, but let's just say 3 to 5 targets that you are going to go after, and those are the overarching objectives that you are going to look at. And that's the second part. Then what you have to do, and this is from the president. The president has to give them a timetable and say, look, I'm not going to give you some unending Mueller investigation, Durham investigation bullshit. No, you've got 90 days to come back to me with hard evidence, and the hard evidence exists. I'm telling you, I know for a fact that there are things going on with the election, the review of elections, and hard evidence is now coming out. And guess what they did? They didn't have, this is not classified information. What they did was they took their communications and they did it on classified systems, and they did it in compartmented systems, which is illegal, by the way, so they could hide what it was that they were communicating about when it came to our elections. So now that has to, now Trump now personally, the President of the United States has to now get involved personally to be able to direct these people.
And by the
way,
I talked to people that were in the cabinet meeting 2 months ago when Trump was already presented this. This is why he says truckloads. We've got you. We've got the proof. It's everything that, you know, right, we said back in 2020. And reportedly he's set to start releasing a lot of that. We've already seen proof in Georgia, 375,000 fakes, 200 something thousand in Maricopa County. So we are seeing some movement. You're saying urgency, maximum push, professionally done, not some side issue.
Yeah, not some side issue at all. And not like another, you know, another report that gets issued. And that's kind of like, oh, wow. Then we all talk about it and we get on shows and we do all this crap. I mean, no, I don't want a report. What I want is I want the report, boom, laid down. And with that report, I want like a dozen indictments, right? I mean, so don't give me the report without telling me the actions that have already been taken because of that report. I mean, we had the Director of National Intelligence and the President of the United States accuse a former president of the United States of committing treason.
And Gabbard said it's open and shut. Obama ran it. We always knew that. All the documents, totally illegal, trying to overturn elections. And she said, I believe there should be indictments. And that was 6 months ago.
Yeah. So, you know, again, give them a timetable, and it's, you know, crunch time, folks. The second part of this team is Mr. President, have to agree to the objectives, and I mean specific objectives that are achievable, you know, discoverable, doable objectives, things that can be done not 10 years from now, but done like in the next 6 months, right? Because, and why is my sense of urgency so up this morning? Well, because I want 2026 to be a year of rejuvenation for this country. I want it to be a year where we begin to look into the future and go, God, my kids and my grandkids will have a beautiful country to live in. But we're getting ready to go into a primary season. And frankly, that primary season, in some cases already started, but the elections for primary start in like May. They go through August. I mean, so our election systems are already beginning to be put in place, and it's the same goddamn election systems that we had for 2020. Nothing's changed. So that has to change, Mr. President. So there have to be clear objectives, and that's why I have a sense of urgency right now, because those objectives, they can't just be go find out where if we had rigged elections in 2020. No, it's got to be, I want these kinds of things done, and I want remedies for them that tell me this is what I have the authority to do as President of the United States. Because, Mr. President, you got a lot of authorities that you can take. And you're going to have to take some of them. I'm afraid you're going to have to declare a national emergency in order to get our elections back on track. Because otherwise, You know, every blue state is going to blow you off. I mean, Minnesota is going to blow you off for ripping off billions of dollars of federal taxpayer dollars, not just state taxpayer dollars, right? The other thing is, and this really does talk about those objectives, there are so many things that you could go after, Mr. President, so many things that your Department of Justice and this task force could go after. You know, you got to split these apart. What you've got to do is you've got to say, these are the most important things that my level that I need to fix for our country to preserve the Constitution of the United States of America, right? To preserve the Constitution, your responsibility, Mr. President. The DOJ, the other parts of the DOJ, you know, and what Cash talks about all the time, we're going after these criminals, we're arresting these people. You know, there are great things happening, and there are things happening down in the bowels of our law enforcement agencies and activities. But, you know, and what Tom Homan is doing, I mean, there's great things happening. It's not happening fast enough, but it's happening. So let's keep that going. But I'm talking about a task force that is solely focuses on this color revolution that we are in the midst of. Stephen Miller, and I think it was back in the Thanksgiving period of time, which I was very appreciative of the fact that he talked about it. He was on a Jesse Waters show, and Stephen Miller used the phrase color revolution. And I was
he explained they have CIA people in the Trump administration that know what we already know, that they are preparing a false flag. Waters talked about it in the episode before that, to blame Trump and cause the Podesta plan, a civil uprising, which they have bragged. So that shows there's some good CIA people that are telling Trump, and Waters met with him and he told him, and Miller. I know later on they all were in the meeting. So Trump is getting this. He's getting intel, but it's little side issues. No, it's got to be front burner. There are rogue CIA elements. We know Brennan's running it. And it's got to be spotlighted. He's got to do national addresses routinely and say, folks, I'm trying to do this. It's like the states are trying to block the no tax on tips, saying they're going to grab the money because they collect it and still keep it. Trump's got to get on that. He's got to explain, I'm fighting for you, but he's got to get it, and he's got to go after them and spotlight them. And you're right. We need more of what for a week we saw with Miller and Waters, and suddenly Newsmax sounded like General Flynn, and there's a CIA coup. Yes, yes. He's got to explain, like Abraham Lincoln did, where we're at.
Yeah. He needs to do that. You know, and let's just talk a little bit about intelligence here, okay, which is definitely my background.
General, we got to go to a two-minute break. Please stay with us. As long as you can go, Patrick Byrne was scheduled. He's happy to come on. I know you've worked with him. Okay. But as long as you can go, if you can do another 15 minutes.
All right. Yep, right after this.
All right, finish up, Alex. And I'll bring Byrne on. And then I've got the Candace Owens star witness guy. His ex-wife sent us the video of him with a hammer running around attacking everybody. And he said she did that. I mean, he was convicted of it. The point is, I'm trying to put that to bed because it's a fake rabbit trail to distract us from the real stuff. General Flynn's with us. Key final statements straight ahead in the final transmission of 2025. We'll be right back. Stay with us. GeneralFlynn.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Core future of America information. We even get into Netanyahu and Israel. And Trump saying, yeah, I'll hit missile sites all over. That means total war. Iran declaring war on us. Just all the craziness. But just any other key points? And I could go for hours. I know you wanted to rally the people to understand how important this is and just the existential threat to America, where we're at right now, General Flynn.
Yeah. So for the, you know, the American people, the thing that we can do these days because of this thing right here, because of this little thing right here and something called the internet and social media platforms. And, you know, and, I mean, and yet you do have to discern difference between discernment and judgment. You got to discern what is true, what is not. And you got to make a, you know, calls about that. I've been wrong at times and I've made mistakes about different things. And when I do, I'll say that, but one of the things that we can do is we have to continue to apply pressure, and it's not a Democrat and Republican issue. This is not a left and right issue. This is an American issue. If we want to have another 250 years out of this beautiful experiment in democracy in a constitutional republic, we must continue to apply pressure. You know, I'll use Nick Shirley as a modern day Paul Revere, as I said earlier.
I was about to say, do that not just on the Somalis, but on the deep state, all the corruption total, thousands of reporters, citizens doing it, exposing fraud everywhere. That is the chain reaction that Thomas Jefferson talked about. You're reading my mind, please.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, citizen journalism, right? Citizen journalism, you know, it's the stick in the somebody would take a piece of paper that they read on, they stick it on a pole in the middle of the town square. The town crier would stand up and yell, hey, this is what's going on. You know, hear you, whatever. I mean, we have Nick Shirley. We have millions of Nick Shirleys out there potentially. And frankly, we have to continue to expose the corruption at those levels. Now, in this particular case, it's not just in some healthcare or some daycare or some childcare center in one place. This is now exposing a criminal cartel enterprise. And frankly, what they're going to find out is that money is flowing out and it flows back in. And yes, it does flow into the coffers of both Republicans and Democrats, into political coffers for people to stay in power, to continue to get more of this same abuse, you know, of our taxpayer dollars. I mean, it's like a friggin' we become ATMs for politicians. We have got to stop that. Mr. Trump, you got to stop that. And the way to stop that is you got to hold people accountable. That means people have to be perp walked. Yes, they have to be perp walked. Unlike those that were falsely perp walked during J6 or my good friend Roger Stone. I mean, we cannot have this anymore. So in order for us to get the most out of here and you know, we have to have all of us in our own ways, using our own skills, using our voices, using the power of the audiences that give us, you know, the ability to be able to speak our minds. We have to keep doing this.
You're calling for citizen mobilization in the info war.
What 100%. And it's like a warning. It's like a warning to ourselves to say, look, if we don't do this, I mean, you know, the average lifespan of the top empires that ever existed is 250 years. We're at that mark right now, folks, right? When you talk about the Roman Empire or the Athenian Empire or the British Empire or the Ottoman Empire, you know, the average lifespan is about 250 years. We are there.
The British Empire became dominant 250 years ago. It fell apart in 250. It's just like humans have a lifespan, empires do.
Our founders have been warning us about this for a long time. So back to, you know, what to do, and just very briefly to President Trump. President Trump, I really do believe that you need to form some type of task force of some really bright entrepreneurs who get it and who love this country and who are willing to do what is absolutely necessary to do. And for those people that are in our government that think that they're going to come after me and my family again, you know, like my mom used to say, woe betide you, because we use the phrase fight like a Flynn. And let me tell you, anybody that does that, they pick the wrong Irish family and the wrong Irishman to screw with. So God bless you. Happy New Year, Alex. And thank you to every single one of your members of your great audience.
God bless you, sir. God bless you and your family.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. One hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signed them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat and they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed that. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them. They're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end. The mugshot. The mugshot. The mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at. And knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look. Except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are gonna find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant.
We now take you live
to
to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Patrick Burns with us with key breaking intel on election fraud, on retaking the country, on CIA sabotage operations of Trump. And then I'm going to exclusively show you why I have been coming after Candace Owens for 3 weeks. I did it very nicely up front. I said, I believe you're being conned. This is disinformation. The story about a Huachuca meeting with all these Congress people and folks there planning to kill Charlie Kirk is a distraction from the real cover-up that's going on that we broke from the White House meeting. Stuck my neck out, got threatened yesterday over it. You heard Flynn. I didn't know. And I told Flynn that he just got threatened a few days ago by the same person. This is bad. Flynn showed me the text messages during the break. He said, oh, my God, I can't believe that. This happened to me, too. They're scared. They know we know their number. We know their attack plan. We know they're planning a false flag, racial false flag, to trigger an uprising, the Podesta plan. A month and a half ago, you suddenly saw Stephen Miller and Jesse Waters, and they said, yeah, we met with the CIA, the good guys in there, or at least people telling the truth, that there is a false flag plan. And that only was for a week, though. Trump got focused for a minute, made those orders, and then he got distracted. And Flynn told me in a 40-minute conversation yesterday, I've never had Flynn call me and say, call my producer 5 minutes before the show, and he says, it's an emergency, I need Alex to call me. And he was asking me what he thought he should go public with, and I said, I think you should decide, but I think you probably don't want to release that yet. We need to, he goes, yeah, I can go meet with Trump, I can call him, but it just doesn't have the same thing with it being public. He goes, I think for all our safety, we got to do it. I said, I agree. We were finishing each other's sentences. And then 2 hours after the phone call, I get the threat again from the DOJ. And I can't tell you how many times this happens. And it happened during the Democrats, and I was used to that. But the whole point is they're not just not going to prosecute the deep state. They are now doing opposition research and investigations again and trying to pay people to lie about Flynn, me, you name it, because we understand the Democrat coup. We understand the deep state plan. And then Trump's got Todd Blanche up there. And I mean, what do you expect here? And you look, I'm ready to go to prison and ready to die. But I'm also not, you know, I'm not just tough as nails. I mean, I'm pretty tough, but not, I'm not, you know, as tough as a dead piece of metal. I went and collapsed into the bed about 8 p.m. last night. And then couldn't sleep and just laid there. I might have fallen asleep 30 minutes over the next 10 hours just thinking. Because surrender's not an option. That's not even something I do. I could instantly snap my fingers, be paid off by these people, but then I'd sell out humanity. I just there's not even a discussion of that. I don't even worry in that in my mind. I just am in the real world here. You know, talking to the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, that's the teeth of the U.S. government. Talking to Patrick Byrne, a long-time CIA, recently went public about that, and of course General Flynn and others have confirmed that. This is real, folks. This isn't speculation. This isn't fake Fort Huachuca meetings. This is real stuff here, okay? And that's why the bad guys are now lazing us, which is what the special forces do. They go target something. They pull in the coordinates. In the old days, they put a special spotlight that, invisible to the human eye, that the jets can see to drop the bombs. So we're getting lit up with lasers right now. We're getting lased right now. And we know what that means. Major globalist offensive. And it's going to be false flags, racial issues, false flags, blame the Russians, you name it. So we are entering a very dangerous time. I think Flynn wisely did not tell you the things he told me yesterday. Horrible. All right, just absolutely horrible. And much of it, I knew about half of it. I mean, I already knew separately. And the day I go, hey, this guy just called up and wanted me to know he's coming after me from the FBI yesterday. He goes, oh, funny, I just got that 2 days ago. So, but that's a good thing. You know, the fact that the deep state's threatening us shows they're scared. That's good. It's a very positive thing. I had to kind of process it yesterday because the stuff Flynn told me, I mean, I usually have endless energy. I was like climbing in my truck, just like, and I was just like, just processing it. And my point is the magnitude of this time we're in is so dangerous, okay? And all these Candace Owens fans get so mad at me and they say, why are you saying her story isn't true? Why are you with the FBI? And I'm like, this story's fake. The congressman's on C-SPAN at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. Wachuca time when they say the meeting's happening. Candace the other night admitted to Harrison Smith, okay, he has an alibi. I'll let him slide like she's God. I've liked Candace. Discovered her. She admitted that. But I can't certify a lie. And then now we have the footage from the current wife. She can't ever get a divorce with him. He's been in and out of jail. All these restraining orders, convicted of all these assaults and menacing. And then he says, oh, my wife attacked me with a hammer, and tells this whole story. And then she sends the footage of him attacking her with a damn hammer in front of the kid. You're about to see this. I mean, it's just like Jesus Christ. I love the truth. And so the more I get threatened and intimidated, it's obviously the constellation is clearly where Obama's at in Britain, and which is a crossfire hurricane, and the dossier. We now know that. I don't even know if Candace knows, but I talked to some people in intelligence. They said, no, that's the information they have, is she's definitely being fed this stuff and is an intelligence operation. I might have been told that by somebody I was just recently talking to recently. But the point is this is full on, folks. Full on. Okay? So I'm going to shut up now, but we have the report. It's done. I came in this morning and, you know, shot stuff around it because we have this guy on podcast, this Mitch Snow guy. He's had a whole bunch of names. He took his last wife's name, the one he's chasing around with hammers, for their kid in the house, beating things, menacing her. He's swinging the hammer, smashing things with it. I mean, you're going to see this footage. And I come up this morning at like 8 a.m. and I go, hey, he's running around with a hammer attacking everybody, and the story he told about her attacking him with a hammer is the opposite. Plus, he was convicted of it. And they go, you're a traitor. You work for Israel. I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? That's retarded. And they endorse it. They said, we don't care if he attacked her with a hammer. He's in Fort Huachuca. It's the proof. It's evil. It's an information operation. So that's coming up. And then the special operations officer that did all the research from Paramount Tactical and went and got all the court records and stuff, he'll be joining us to get into this. And this is bigger than Candace. This is about integrity, folks. You know, when I said I have to do this a few weeks ago when she wouldn't listen and I warned her, I said, you're being set up. They went, oh, you're being told to when you say you have to. No, I mean, I have to because I'm moral. I've made mistakes in my life, but I've never lied to people. I've never told an untruth on purpose, okay? And so it doesn't mean there isn't an FBI cover-up. Doesn't mean we shouldn't investigate Colonel Kirk. That's the straw man. It's about stuff like this being boosted by Google, boosted by the big tech companies, to blame Trump and TPUSA without evidence of killing Kirk to try to bring this country down. And it's an information operation. And then I noticed Candace attacked RFK Jr. during his confirmation that he was Mossad and operating and was in the Epstein list. And noticed that wasn't true. And then I said, man, that looks like an operation. But I said, I'm going to move on because I'm too busy. So I'm sorry I didn't focus on that more. But it's really bad. And her surrogates, directly she communicates with, all attacked me this morning and began defending him when I put screenshots up of him with a hammer and said, we don't care. So a little prelude. I apologize to Patrick Byrne for having a hold during this. But as soon as we're done talking with this big breaking news, we're gonna get to that and premiere that here. We're going to post it on X in the next 15, 20 minutes as well. But yeah, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on. But in the end, truth always wins if good people are willing to tell the truth. As Mark Twain said, he also said, in the beginning of a change, a patriot is a scarce and feared and scorned man. But in time when his cause succeeds, attempt to join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And I know a lot of you, once I've proven you wrong and already have, are going to still hate me. That's okay. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. And I'm here to create the trends, not follow the trends. So Patrick Byrne, created Overstock, multi-billion dollar company, so much more, got recruited into the deep state, running operations, found out they were going after Trump, turned state's evidence against him, helped sabotage most of their operations. That's been confirmed by Flynn and others, a lot of it declassified, set up and exposed Russian espionage operations in the United States and more. And so he's done it all. And we're going to get into Patrick Byrne points, how the CIA is giving Trump bad advice on Venezuela, of course. DOJ versus EAC on Smartmatic, huge developments there. Barry County Sheriff information, how it all ties together. And this video of what's going on with the voting machines. And then, wow, the corporate media is not going to tell us this. We have to recognize it ourselves. 370-something thousand fake ballots in Georgia, just like Trump said, or worse than he said. 200-something thousand illegals voting in Maricopa County, confirmed just like we said 5 years ago. All that's coming out. A lot more of the task force is coming out next month. I'm told just like a week. So there's a lot of good with Trump as well. But I know, Byrne, before you get to all this, you want to speak to what you heard Flynn talking about. We have confirmed, he didn't say the names, but I mean, we're talking right under the president, directing PR firms, law firms, private investigation groups, putting a bounty out on Flynn, a bounty out on other people like me. I already knew that. And Flynn was blown away when I saw the stuff I knew.
What about I would?
Yeah. So all of this, they are making a big move. They're building up towards something. So huge stuff. Patrick, great to have you here. First off, what you heard Flynn say, where the country is, where the Republic is, let's do that 35,000-foot view and the ongoing civil war inside the Trump administration.
General Flynn's absolutely right. Of course, there shouldn't be such a task force. The first thing to know is the president did authorize that task force in April when they finally got around to interviewing all these Venezuelan defectors. You would have thought that would have been January 21st. I can tell you that was about April 5th to 10th, somewhere in there. By about April 20th, the president signed an order to create just the task force that General Flynn is describing, this multi-dimensional fusion cell, this and that. Nothing happened. May, June.
And that's because Todd Blanche sits on top of the three task forces, the main one, Ed Martin.
And the CIA won't approve this and won't approve that. People don't get moved. The right people, the personnel don't get moved. Not a dollar of funding had come in until finally, to be honest. So the first point is General Flynn's correct. Well, but what needs to be done is, no, it finally did get corrected and has some momentum. And but it has good momentum now. And I think General Flynn even quietly alluded to it if you go back to the transcript. But I think there are things happening. It took a lot longer than it should have. And it's too narrow. It's just on the legal aspects of this. You need a fusion cell being run by somebody. I hate to sound like an intellectual snob, but you need somebody who like knows the difference between a Trotskyite and a Maoist and knows like a big, it's got national security aspects. It's got legal aspects.
You need a Renaissance man that has wide spectrum, full spectrum analysis.
How about General Michael Flynn? But I can tell you the CIA sent two names over to Susie Wiles, Michael Flynn and Patrick Byrne. That have to be completely deep six. I have so much. Listen,
well, you just said, and then instead, Susie Wiles opened up an operation against you guys.
Oh, I'm sure I'm part of it. However, you know,
fine, I just want to set it. You know, she's running it. Yeah.
That would have shocked me if it was anything else. What's so painful to me is this is not a theory. This is now 10 years old for me. 10 years ago, Thanksgiving 2015, I was taken aside and asked to set up this Hillary Clinton bribe, for which I had learned by early February was just a means to blackmail her. So I knew from basically this time 10 years ago that there is within our federal government an agency, an entity, or a something who is trying to take over the United States in a coup. Not a theory. I was part of it. You would have thought that I would have been high on the DOJ's list to talk to as soon as we got back in. Not a single person is allowed to speak to me from the DOJ. Ed Martin got, I think, scrubbed because he saw me a couple times back 6-7 months ago. The CIA was given, the FBI, everyone's been given orders. You cannot speak to Patrick Byrne. Finally, some people in the CIA found a way around it and things happened and I got, but And that's because Todd Blanche and John Radcliffe, who was a performing flea, John Brennan is the real head of the CIA still. They want none of this stuff to come in. I have information that I turned in while Biden was president when I was working and got directions from the a League of Shadows, a 12-agency team, were still backing my play and telling me to keep going. There were patriots within the government protecting me all through Biden's term. And I had great access, but I finally turned in some stuff that was so radioactive, they like disbanded this team this interagency team. I'm ready to turn that back in. They cannot accept it. So this is real being run by our enemies, not a theory. I was part of it. I worked for them. It's 10 years ago, a coup started from within the government to take over the government. So Flynn's right about all this. They need to, Donald Trump needs to put, President Trump needs to put, do a task force like that. He's clearly got to understand by now his bureaucracy.
By the way, let me just interrupt you because the devil's greatest trick isn't that he doesn't exist. That's his second biggest trick. It's that good people don't exist. There are so many good people in corporations and government and the military. Take Cheryl Atkinson. She was exposing all their corruption and black ops, so they were going to plant child porn on her husband's computer, but then people in the same unit put in her mailbox saying, look out, they're setting your husband up. So that's what scares the deep state, is there's so many good people, and now with all these citizen journalists inspired by Nick Shirley and others, that's really scaring them. It's like Fight Club. Our Fight Club is bigger than their Fight Club.
Yeah, it really is the war of the fleas against the elephant, as Ho Chi Minh called it. General Flynn's digital soldiers. So let me go ahead and jump into like one way this is playing out in the policy sphere. This rebellion within the government.
Let's go back to this though. We know, I'm not writing myself into it, it's been happening for months. And the bad guys gave me a chance to meet with them, and I just said no. And I'm just right up the point is, they are now preparing some move. They'll need some preparatory thing like J6 or a setup. Clearly, they're preparing a move. What does that mean if they're preparing a move against Flynn and others that understand what's happening? Are they worried we're finally, like you said, with the grand juries getting some traction?
The grand juries are getting traction. You've heard it. I didn't say it, but you've said it. And General Flynn referred. They are getting traction. They are going forward, is from what I've heard in various places. I had not heard about the Missouri AG, but he'd be a fine man. That Missouri AG, he was with us through this last 4 years. It's that guy, right? He'd be a fine U.S. DOJ.
That's who Trump brought him in to do, but now there's questions, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that at some point Trump has to consider moving to the military in terms of first give Flynn. Flynn told me he could fix the military in 48 hours. So he fixed the military, then take a whole bunch of people within the military and you take your JAG Corps.
Yeah, it's easy. For those that don't know, they have profiles on everybody. You take the mid-level and lower-level officers that are all a bunch of hegseths. You fire everybody else and put the patriots in charge. It's real easy.
Yeah, people who still believe in the Constitution. There's this snob that, you know, I grew up around these snobbish intellectuals who basically see our Constitution as a relic, and they think that it's outdated and the real way, an intelligent way to run things is with a bunch of experts. Everything should be experts. That's right. And, you know, what makes them experts? That they're better at schmoozing in political situations? So that's the way the whole world is going, and we need patriots who remember the Constitution. And
well, the experts are brainwashed globalists to carry out the eugenics transhumanist death cult plan. They're a bunch of educated idiots that just are compartmentalized, even know what they're part of. When they say expert rule, they mean morons.
What the Trotskyites did, or what the communists did in Russia, is what they have planned for all of us. And in fact, what we experienced in the last 5 years with COVID was, of course, just sort of
they admit it was a beta test for global tyranny. Let's come back into all your huge breaking news. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. Filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've done an hour and a half of historic, true Paul Revere transmission. When I'm not saying I'm Paul Revere, we're all Paul Revere collectively here. This has been such an important broadcast so far. It's going to get more hardcore as we go. We're about to show you the exclusive hammer attack with Candace Owens, star witness, and the Fort Huachuca hoax that's completely collapsed with alibis for everybody, and the cult doesn't care. And when I said I was going to release this today, they said the majority of them, literally 90% of the comments, we don't care what he does. It doesn't matter. He was at Huachuca. Well, yeah, those people weren't there though. What does that mean? Total psyop. But I'm funded by you, not by Qatar, not by Israel, not by the CIA, not by the Easter Bunny, by you. And I sell you great products that really work. So listen, we're extending our buy one, get one free sale on our incredible supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the highest quality bovine colostrum, you name it. We're only going to do this for a couple of days. In fact, they're saying probably tonight they're going to end it because a lot of the supplies have gone down. In fact, they're saying tonight. You still have time to get some of the best-selling formulas. You can buy a $25 supplement, get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is unprecedented good deal. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement for free. You can mix and match any of the amazing supplements that are game changers. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and caps, bovine colostrum, Irish sea moss capsules, Life Force, spike protein detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, ultimate turmeric, 95% curcumin, the strongest out there. Ultimate power drink mix, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's amazing. Beef cooking tallow, just standard high quality. We ask what you want. You want that, we got it for you. Ultra DNA Revival, even better than DNA Force Plus. Atomic Defense Immune Boost, so key during this time of year. Ultimate Burn, natural healthy fat loss formula. MK Ultra to boost your mental clarity and focus. Optimal Human, the incredible best green drink out there. You've seen the rave reviews. Normally, it's not even discounted because it's an expensive product to make. You can buy a cheaper supplement and get it free. An incredible deal ends tonight. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and that's what funds this operation. All right, Patrick Byrne, shifting gears here. Or any other comments on the domestic, you know, war, civil war in South administration? I want to get into Venezuela briefly.
Your methylene blue.
I know you love it.
I just introduced a new person to Methylene Blue, a young lady I know, and she in 2 days was got it. It just makes you feel 20 again. You know, it's
amazing.
I'm really proud of that product. Best new product of 2025 in my life.
And you got this big Venezuela news also. Apparently, Liberty Vote, yeah. Dominion Vote counting software miscounted ballots in Santa Clara County, California. So they're winning fake lawsuits where no evidence can be put on, saying no one, there's no fraud, no one can access them, even though that's not true, but the chickens are coming home to roost. So let's run through this now.
Let's run through them. Okay. One, Venezuela. What's going on in Venezuela is it's the cartel government of Venezuela's strategy to delay the war as long as they can. If they can delay it into March or even just February, then we're in the political season. It becomes impossible for Trump to launch. So their strategy has been to delay, and Trump has fallen into this because the CIA is giving him bad advice. The CIA and the intelligence community is telling him, if we just, you don't have to drop any bombs. If you just blockade, they'll run out of cash in 20 to 30 days. The wheels will come off the regime. That's a lie. This regime has stolen $2.7 trillion over the last 25 years. It's in banks all over the world. It's in the Vatican Bank. It's in Russia. So they can live on, they can live for months, if not years, off what they have put away. So it's bad advice the CIA is giving them, and they're doing it to get him to walk into what the cartel wants us to do. Do you get how hard it is to be Donald Trump? I mean, his own CIA is deliberately misleading him.
Absolutely. And again, I generally want regime change. I've said months ago, I don't trust it. The CIA will sabotage it. I understand that it's in our area of influence. It's the gunboat diplomacy. It's, you know, it's what Thomas Jefferson first said with the Barbary Pirates. But where do you see it going now? Then let's talk about DOJ versus EAC on Smartmatic.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll give an example of how extreme it is. Obviously, a possible invasion is being planned. There's a military intelligence general from Venezuela sitting in a U.S. prison who's already given all kinds of information. Among the information he gave was some of our double agents. He gave us many names of double agents. We already had some of them, so we knew they were good. One we didn't have turned out to be somebody in the CIA who was involved in the planning now of this invasion. In other words, they were going to try to create another, that would have been another, if he had not been outed, it would have been another Bay of Pigs 2.0. That general who's trying to help There's American DOD who would like to talk to him. The CIA is blocking any access. It could save American lives on the shores of Venezuela to talk to that man. The CIA is blocking access to our national security community to talk to the DOD to talk to that man. That's how bad it is. Second point, let's move on to the – just this little irony has to be pointed out. Smartmatic was indicted by the DOJ in October. In November, the federal EAC, the Election Assistance Corporation, it's the federal commission that oversees elections, recertified Smartmatic equipment. Now, when the DOJ indicts a corporation, not just individuals, and says this guy's a crook, that guy's a crook, they're saying this is a criminal enterprise. They indicted them for money laundering. Money laundering is kind of up there with rigging elections, and they're going to be indicted for election rigging. Mark my words, that'd be high probability of that. So the DOJ has said this is a criminal enterprise, like the Genovese family, the Gambino family, and the next month, the federal commission overseeing elections, the EAC, certifies their equipment. It's as funny as if the EAC certified the Gambino family. The Gambino family has introduced some election equipment. Yeah, they're fine to use. It doesn't matter that the DOJ has all these indictments for, you know, burying people in cement and this, that, that. Their election equipment is just fine. Go ahead and use it. Is it just me or does that seem funny? Alex, would you agree that's a little...
No, I'm just listening to you. It's just absolutely insane. What is this new video we've got here with apparently Liberty Vote Dominion? They've changed the name.
Liberty is allegedly the new... Well, the Liberty Dominion...
By the Republicans, yeah.
They just had an election in Santa Clara, California.
So the point is, this is the first big test since the good guys bought it, and here it is on the local news. What happened?
An insider who apparently is keeping his identity here hidden, black fellow, I believe, has said what really happened inside and how it miscounted. It's the same thing as the Tennessee in the Williams County error. The feds now acknowledge Dominion produces wrong results. Michelle Longspears in Georgia, remember that? The Democrat who ran in 2022 and she was number third. But there were no votes in her own precinct for herself, so she knew it was off, and she got a hand count, and it turns out she'd been completely cheated. She won by
sure, and we'll get to this new video, because this is a new election. It's first test, boom, here it is again. But and you warned months ago, the new management means nothing, and you've been vindicated again. But how big is the Georgia 370-something thousand fake coming in? Just what Trump said. Actually, worse than he said. It only lost by 11,000 in Georgia. And then the same thing in Arizona, Maricopa County, hundreds of 200 plus thousand illegals voting. This is all coming out.
It's layer after layer after layer after layer. Look, I built a $2 billion company, public company. I know what it's like to have to go in and extricate and, you know, what's the, like, unearth and fix this kind of stuff. Oh my gosh. No one knows like me. This is layer after layer. I mean, I'm used to picking up tiny little signals that something's off and somebody's stealing $10,000 out of the jewelry cage. These signals are like big klaxons in our ears, layer after layer. Yeah, there's 350,000 mail-in ballots that don't have a crease in them that are 90, they're in Georgia and 93% are Biden with perfect circles. Yes, there's that, but there's also, you know, the military vote that comes in 95% Biden. There's also
in Houston and in Maricopa County, where in the conservative precincts, the ballots are 3 inches too small and don't work. And it's a whole cocktail.
It's layers. Yes, it's layer after layer after layer. It's everywhere and nowhere. And they mix up. There's actually 14 different techniques plus the Serbian jam, where they just jam it through electronically, which is really what I believe is happening when they see these kinds of things.
Yeah, despite all the fraud in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, everywhere, they all close up at midnight, block out the windows, and then you see the graph magically go straight up, bloop. That's when they did the big injection.
Yeah, but they have 14 on-the-ground techniques, and for each county they cheat in, first of all, they want an insider for one. So I've been with these guys living in safe houses for the last 2.5 years. They're very sophisticated. they want 1 year. They want an insider. And any time they're going to cheat, they have an insider and they want a year's warning. And they pick a few out of their list of 14. They pick a few for that county. But the county next door, if they're also cheating there, they'll deliberately change the techniques just so it's harder to track. They break the law, and it's all the, you don't need, I mean, you just need what looked like almost trivial.
Sure, you've been proven right. It's all coming out. So Trump's got his task force. He says big action next month. What needs to be done as we race towards the midterms in a year?
Well, I think that
11 months.
You know, the only, I once had an issue like this in Overstock where I had sort of a group of people who, they were a clique that were sort of against me and I was sick a lot and they ended up with control of parts of the company. It was just kind of hard to, so I ended up just creating this special task force that was like this and it just, it ran things the way I wanted to run things on an agile principles. And then it just started sucking. It did so well. It just sucked pieces after piece of the rest of the company into it. Trump needs, his bureaucracy is fighting against him. I was told by my handlers that in early 2016 that especially the DOJ is completely, Obama has appointed everybody. So you can't even count it. He needs a special task force that has, but it's gotta be like, it's got to be not just led by a lawyer. It's got to be somebody with a military.
That's what Flynn said. You've got to have a wide spectrum, military, corporate. You've got to have CPAs. You've got to have investigators. You've got to have fraud investigators. Let's go to this clip with, you know, the new Dominion. Oh, boy. Bought by
new
these.
New and improved.
Yep, new and improved, bought by Republicans. And this is what happened. Here it is.
First was very confusing. We didn't know what was causing the issue.
This is a former Santa Clara County employee. He's worked on several elections helping tabulate votes, and now he's raising an issue about the special election last month. And we're not showing his face for this story as he's worried about retaliation, but we did confirm his employment.
Are you worried people might take this out of context?
Absolutely.
He says there were software issues that interfered with how ballots were counted. Each batch of ballots fed through the machine would be off by several numbers, he says. And while the county and state say the election was safe, accurate, and secure, the former employee says it did take a while for them to overcome the issues.
And we didn't notice the issue until kind of halfway through counting all the ballots that we received. During that time when I was there and experiencing that issue, I was one of the only people actually asking questions about why this could be, and was working with the leads at the registrar of voters to figure out the root cause.
Our source tells us election workers had to work harder to ensure the votes were recounted, and the end result ended up being accurate.
We did notice that there was a minor issue we were experiencing during conducting the November election.
The registrar of voters for Santa Clara County, Matt Morales, acknowledged the issue but said it was only caught because Santa Clara County triple checks all its votes.
And during that secondary quality control process, we started finding that there was a small number of ballots that had gotten missed.
The company that owns the software, Liberty Vote, Morales says, put out an advisory to all counties that use its software. And while the county says fewer than 100 ballots were missed at first read, our source says it was likely more.
Obviously not enough to sway or change an election, but we want to be as accurate as possible when it comes to things like voting or government.
Cron 4 reached out to the Secretary of State, who also confirmed the software issue. The state says Santa Clara County so far is the only county to encounter this issue. Our source says other counties, though, should be on watch.
If I was not someone that was working there, I would want to be someone that knows that that's happening in my government or in my county. And I think other people would like to know that that's something that is going on. So bringing that to light, I think, is really important.
There will be a special runoff election that will decide the county assessor for Santa Clara County. The Registrar of Voters office tells me that they will be using Liberty Vote, that same software that had those previous issues, but they did say that they have some different workarounds they're going to use this time to ensure that they avoid some of those same issues that we previously reported on. We tried reaching out to Liberty Vote, though, on Monday, and we did not hear back. Reporting here in San Jose, Jack Molnar, Cron 4 News.
So out of the gates, just like you said months ago. So what really happened at Dominion? We know they're dropping their suits against everybody as there's been Smartmatic indictments and others and, for the exact things you guys said. And then they dropped everything on others except Mike Lindell because a judge found him guilty in Minnesota. So now they're going to have a show trial. We're already guilty. he's not able to show evidence once you're found guilty by default. I've experienced it myself. This is the maximum tyranny. But in the court of public opinion, it's all coming out. It's all being confirmed. The receipts are there. This is devastating. And then the first time you have an election, boom, immediate same garbage. But the good news is now everybody's watching. And so you've got immediate whistleblowers that work in the election. That's got to scare the bad guys because there's more light on this than ever.
Yeah, there's no Liberty is the same junk technology as was Dominion. Let me tell you what it's real. Dominion, it was called Democracy Suite 5.5. But what it really is Smartmatic. I've lived 4 months with the guys who wrote big sections of that code. I know them really well. They wrote it in a language called C sharp. When at one point, certain people, their job was to port it over to a language called C++. So it's in Dominion. It's just the exact same code. You can feed software into basically a machine, and it comes out and tells you how similar the DNA is. The DNA of the Dominion and the Smartmatic is a 100% match. 100%. So it's just the same software that was rewritten in a slightly different version of the language C. And then Liberty has just taken that. Now, they put out this announcement that Dominion was sold to Liberty. We looked it up. The only thing registered is a name change. Somebody has applied to the Secretary of State of Colorado, I think, for the name Dominion to be switched. But it's the same corporation. No corporation has changed. It's the same entity. It's just got a new hood ornament on it and a new fake Republican running, a new globalist swamp creature running it. And it's the same junk technology, and you're fine to sue me, Liberty. You'll end up in jail too before this is over. So if you do. So this is all a big charade.
Patrick, big picture here.
Well, there was a big event yesterday. You know Sheriff Darleaf, don't you?
Yes, talk about it.
This is the fourth thing. He wrote a letter that he made public.
Well, tell people where he is and give him the backstory. I mean, I know, but tell
us. Darleaf is a badass sheriff. He's in northern Michigan. He's just a guy who believes his oath of office. And he's been involved in this election integrity stuff and doing his own investigations. And he has revealed something huge. And specifically, that during the 2020 election, Gabe Sterling was Secretary Raffensperger's guy, election guy. He actually was the former Dominion salesman. He sold an $89 million contract to the Georgia, and then took a job as the right hand to the Secretary of State to oversee the election. He said he publicly spoke and testified that there was no fraud pertaining to the 2020 election. His statements are inconsistent with his own communications exchanged between him, Dominion, Runbeck, and the Georgia Secretary of State, at times using his personal address. I've sent your Daria this text. You can show it to the world. These communications prove Gabe was aware that thousands of duplicate registrations were provided from Georgia's Secretary of State to Dominion, then to Runbeck, resulting in thousands of voters receiving duplicate ballots. In other words, they give a list of here's all our voters, and they give it over to Runbeck and say, print up ballots and mail to them. After that was given over, but before it was mailed, it was proven that there were many, many thousands. I can't tell you the number, but this is just a new source of error in the Georgia 2020 election. There were many thousands, I won't even say, maybe much bigger number than that, of fake names, bad names in there. They agreed it was proven to them, and they said, but it's too late. The list was already sent to the printer. Well, there were people saying, well, look, that's easy to solve. All you have to do is say, if those are being printed on blue paper, change it so they're being printed on, you know, purple paper and or pink paper. And then we'll just wouldn't do that. So he let go through in the Georgia election a list get printed up and distributed for mail-in voters to then mail in a list which included many, many thousands of names that he knew were fake. And he knew that. He was part of all of that. While he then publicly testifies, nope, there was no fraud pertaining to the 2020 election. He can't possibly know that. He can't, I mean, that those are inconsistent. He can't possibly say that.
Unbelievable.
If any one of those got mailed in, then he's wrong. So he can't know what got mailed in. And obviously he was defending. Obviously he did it on purpose. This is just one of the 14 techniques I'm talking about. You're stuffing the voter rolls. And you're stuffing the voter rolls. And what's key is, you know, why they want to stuff the voter rolls with the names of illegals. And you think, well, maybe those illegals were going to scare them into not voting. And I'm, you know, but the issue is once their names are in the rolls, even if they don't vote, somebody's voting that name. The system votes. This is why the voter rolls are so important. The electronic polling book, because at the end of the day, when they realize they have to insert another 2,000 votes in some county, 2,543 votes.
Incredible. We're on it. People are waking up. If we get the same excitement about election fraud that we have about the Somali fraud with thousands of citizen journalists, it's game over. Flynn agreed with me on that, but he brought it up before I did. We are on the march. The bad guys are on the run. Very exciting. Patrick Byrne, where's the best place for people to follow you?
Twitter at Patrick Byrne or Locals. I also sometimes do shows on Locals.
All right. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
And on Alex Jones. That's a good place to follow me. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. We're a little late getting to it because I had all these big guests on, but we're about to premiere the video of Candace Owens, star witness, Mitch Stowe, in this hammer attack, okay? And then we have him convicted of it. We have him publicly, though, giving a false story. Then you have the video of what really happened, proving he's a total liar. That's why this is important. He's the star witness. It's all been debunked. They have their alibis. They don't care. And now they're even defending it. When I said I had this, we don't care if he's attacking with hammers. That's the majority of them. That's a cult. Here's a little prelude. We'll be right back.
I woke up about 2:30 last night, did a glass of water, and I noticed a bunch of messages come in from some of my good sources. And I got sent videos of Mitch Snow. And I'm going to release this right before 11 a.m. when I go live today. General Flynn's on with the most important news he's ever broke. On most separate subjects. What's going on inside the government? Some really, really dangerous stuff. I'll leave it at that. But I'm going to release the Snow videos. And then I'm going to release in the context of what he said in public. And this is beyond damning. I mean, this is... I'm actually sad for Candace Owens. Because I think she halfway believes this stuff. And I, knowing her, she's just going to... She's probably going to defend this. This is unbelievable when you see this. Because we have him telling the story of what supposedly happened. Then we have the video of it happening. And you'll notice it's the opposite. Oh, yeah. Said he got his thumbs broken and his feet by his wife with a hammer. Woo! Unbelievable. Just wait. Folks, people are asking why I've been doing this. We checked into it. It's a fraud. It's all a lie. So sad. There is an FBI cover-up of the accomplices. We broke that information on September 16th. The Candace cult always spins it and says, I'm saying don't investigate. That's not true, and you know that. You guys are really, 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 really not going to like this because I know you're dedicated to this lie now, and you just can't admit you were wrong, or you knew it wasn't true and didn't care. But you guys sure hitched yourselves to a sick wagon. Just wait.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Living on wings and wheels, in my mind are made of steel. If you ain't running scared enough, you ain't running fast enough for me. Behind the eight ball ain't always a bad place to be. You can get out of anything with a dollar and a dream. When your back's against the wall, you're fixed, but they can't get you from your
seat. All right, we're about to show you this video. We have the conviction, we have the police reports, we already have all that, but they don't care. He goes out and lies in these interviews and newspaper articles and says his wife did all this to him. He's doing it. Everything he says she did, he's doing. He's saying she got the keys, wouldn't let him leave. He's got the keys. Throws them behind him when she comes out. Starts attacking her car. She's trying to leave with the little three-year-old. It's so villainous. And it's Gary Melton, who I'm just going to introduce coming up because a bunch of stations join us after this segment, who actually went out and did the deep research along with others. And, man, I've spent like, I'm not going to exaggerate, 50 hours the last 3-4 weeks studying this. I mean, I feel so dirty even knowing Mitch Snow. The first time I saw him, he made my skin crawl. And he's a scumbag, soy boy, leftist trash of hell. And he picks these young women he controls. He doesn't work. He sucks off of them. I mean, this guy's been convicted over and over again, spent long stints in jail, you know, for just beating us, caving women's skulls in. And we knew a lot of this. And I went to Candace 3 weeks ago and she didn't care. And I said I was going to go to him right now, but I'm trying to write the headline for this because the report's been done for an hour. But I got General Flynn on raising the alarm and Patrick Byrne, and I'm trying to write this headline. And it's just like, and as soon as that came out this morning, and I said, hey, here's some still shots. This was coming out. Boom, all the Candace people, you're scum, you're a pedophile. We don't care what he did. You're covering up. You're a piece of trash. They planned the killing at Fort Huachuca. It doesn't matter. They all have alibis on C-SPAN, on live TV. Doesn't get better than that. Just all these people. They just go, Zionist, Zionist, Zionist. I think there's a cover-up of Kirk. But I'm not going to get on board. I go investigate these claims. It's total horse shit. You have a serial, five women filing restraining orders, three wives bashing women's skulls in. And you see this blob of filth, and then he's caught, and they go, well, he's only beating the car. Who cares? Oh, he says she lures him in, won't let him leave, breaks his thumbs, breaks his feet, and it's him coming at her, menacing with a hammer, beating things. She's scared. You hear the fear, runs and locks it, breaks in. Like, here's Johnny, The Shining. And I'm glad we put the stills out first because I had a lot of stuff going on this morning and things. And, I wanted to put the history in there because we have him on podcast saying everything he did. He's there not letting her leave. And I talk about, she's a little woman. She's 250 pounds. And I cannot believe Candace Owens would do this. And they're already doubling down, folks. They're also saying it's AI video. There's a damn conviction here. I mean, I don't know what to say. And they ask, well, you know, the deep state killed Kirk. We've all had questions. I broke that Patel didn't want all the Trantifa connections and 10 of them saying he'll be dead tomorrow. Investigate. I talked to TPUSA. They said that. Patel's like, well, we can't convict him, so we're not going to go there. We broke that. That's real. This Fort Huachuca thing is literally made up, I believe, to discredit any real investigation. So I have to say at this point, I believe Candace Owens is just an evil person. I can't even look at her face anymore. She's a hateful, wicked devil. And all you idiots attacking me saying, you know, this isn't popular what you're doing. I don't give a rat's ass about what's popular. I set the trends. I don't follow them. You expect me to go investigate something? I'm like, wow, Fort Huachuca, this doesn't sound right. 12 colonels and all these people for some hit. You think that's how that works? Doesn't work that way. And then I go look at it. It's total horse shit. And now there's total proof. This guy's a total liar. You go, it doesn't matter if he attacks people with hammers. You people are sick. God. I'm challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles, we've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future, we've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now, do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams, that's a daily serving per gummy, huge container of them, such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, canceling time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Alex Jones.
I guess I grew up on an older road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. When I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven, Tennessee.
All right, I didn't want to go here,
drinking in heaven,
but all these wild claims, I'm like, okay, I'll go investigate. I'm at the grocery store. I'm at church. Family's asking me, look into this stuff. Look into the Egyptian planes. Horse crap. She moves on to a new lie. Candace Owens, Fort Huachuca hit team plan. And she goes, I never really said a hit team. You did, and all your surrogates did. And then, oh, they hit his body. Where they buried it, blah, blah, blah. Pierce Morgan, oh, what they do with his body? I never said there was any secret burial. All the clips of her. I mean, it's the insulting level of the line. And I call it Q because the Q thing would be like, JFK Jr. will show up at Dealey Plaza. 3,000 show up. He doesn't show up. You know, Hillary is in Gitmo. Biden will be executed on January 21st, 2021 during the inauguration. And then every time it's not true, they believe it more. So just because the government's lying and there's corruption doesn't mean then any crazy, insane thing is what we have to then engage in. And I love the congressman. He's at 11 a.m., 8 a.m. that time, Huachuca time, when the meeting's happening supposedly. They go put up timestamps to him at 2:45. One, look, 2:45. He could have flown there. They all had looked. People showed him, hey, he's there at 11. They ignored that and said, and finally the congressman was like, I'm going to sue your ass. So Candace was like, okay, you're off. I'm the magic queen. I'm the inquisitor. She said the other night when Harrison called into the show, she said, no, we think he wasn't there now. Oh, your God emperor, Mitch Snow? that we, he's like the voice of God. You do not question him ever on penalty of hell fire. He said he was there. And then Candace is like, what about her old boyfriend? Did you see him? Yeah, I saw him too. I mean, it's like the, and so I was nice about it a month ago and 3 weeks ago. Oh, maybe she's being misled. And then I got attacked by her and her surrogates. And I'm like, oh, you're evil. You little demonic snap. I'm like, her new nickname is the snapping turtle. It's like a snapping turtle. And you got those Charlie Manson eyes, all of it. And so people are like, why are you doing this? You're covering up. No, I'm exposed, Cash Patel ordering don't look at the domestic groups and all the rest of it. And it broke. I was correct. The cabinet meeting, actual in the White House info. I was given it because they were all scared to break it. So they do the straw man. I'm covering up the killing. Creating a fake Huachuca thing and blaming a bunch of innocent people of it doesn't ever get to the bottom of it. It discredits it all. It's a smokescreen. It's shitting the bed. Okay? So that's the reality of this, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to shut up and give Gary Melton, who's been at the very forefront, the MVP of getting all this with some other great Green Berets and people that dug into it and got his criminal history, his military history. It's all lies. It's all twisted. But you see a pattern where they'll take a few things that are real and then reverse it. Paramount Tactical is a former U.S. Army Special Operations Green Beret weapons sergeant and sniper team leader with 4 combat tours. He has worked full-time as a unit chief and special tactics instructor at a federal agency. He is the owner and lead instructor for Paramount Tactical Solutions. He currently works full-time running Paramount Tactical Solutions, creating Second Amendment and conservative content. Paramount Tactical on X, YouTube, Paramount Tactical. So I'm going to just give him the floor. I'm going to go right now, write the headline for the video. And then we're going to play the video coming up. But this is bigger than just Candace Owens and bigger than Charlie Kirk. This is about the soul of the good guys. Just because the corporate media lies doesn't mean then we can just run around and make up whatever we want and become what we were fighting. So, Gary, you've been on this day one. Talk about it yourself a little bit, what you've gone through, just to show how crazy these people are. We're not victims, just the doxing, the threats. I've never seen anything like this. These people are rabid. This morning I posted him with a hammer, and they go, we don't care if he's tackling with hammers. I mean, I'm talking like the majority of them. And they're like, look, 90% of your comments want you dead. Yeah, I'm going to fight you even harder. You people are dangerous, trying to take over our liberty movement. I've been doing this 31 years to have some psychotic cult run by British intelligence, which we've now confirmed is feeding this to break up MAGA and TPUSA. That's coming out. So I'm going to shut up now and go to our guest. Thank you so much for being here from your great company, Paramount Tactical. Gary Melton, start wherever you want.
Yeah, no. Well, Alex, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate this. I agree with you. I think this is the most important issue, and this has grown so much bigger than, you know, just Charlie Kirk, which that's where we started with this. We saw that he was assassinated. I don't trust the government. I don't think anybody out there should trust the government, the FBI, or anybody else. And, you know, what I wanted to do, being a huge Charlie Kirk fan and huge TPUSA fan, I wanted to know what actually happened. So I started looking into this. And the strange thing that I saw right off the bat was, first of all, we were flooded with all this misinformation, disinformation of all these different conspiracy theories, whether we were talking about the palm gun, we're talking about an iPhone gun, flying drones, exploding microphones, tunnels underneath Charlie. And it was unreal to me. And it was very clear to me right off the bat that there was something bigger going on behind the scenes. So right off that, you know, what I started doing was just kind of debunking some of these what I considered minor issues, like, okay, this is ridiculous that we talk about a palm gun or a security team or anything else going on. So, you know, I put out a video talking about, you know what, there's no chance this was a palm gun. There's a whole lot of reasons for that. We see the physics that are in the energy transfer from Charlie that didn't come from some, you know, little 30 caliber pistol that somebody had in their hand. And immediately, just that, suddenly I was being flooded with, you know, you're a Zionist, you're in it for the Jews are paying you money, you're a Fed. So there was a clear push of misinformation right off the bat. And then I started getting deeper into the investigation. I actually went to UVU. I interviewed multiple people. I was completely objective. I didn't know if TPUSA was involved. I didn't know if the government was involved. But as I'm out there at UVU, and then we start getting the charging documents and some of the other information that was released regarding the evidence that they had, I interviewed folks I interviewed 6 or 7 people out there. I've interviewed 3 or 4 more people, eyewitnesses, and they all have the exact same story, the exact same story. And it's very clear to me that that shot came from the Lossy Center. And with all the evidence that we have, probably the most compelling evidence that we have is that his parents turned him in. And, you know, if these charging documents are basically saying that the parents turned him in, the parents think they're guilty, and the proposition is that the federal government and now Utah is essentially railroading this kid, the patsy, to a death penalty case. And I can tell you right now, as a parent, there is no chance. I don't care what court order is in place. If I didn't believe the information that the Utah authorities are putting out and that are in these charging documents, I would be out in front of a camera screaming from high heaven, hey, you know what? My son is not guilty. Well, that continued to go on. And of course, any sort of corroboration of the official narrative was immediately shut down or opposed. And what I noticed, whether it was on Twitter, whether it was on X, whether it was on YouTube, is I was just getting flooded with what are clearly bots. These are accounts that are just started in September a lot of the times, have very few following. And it was just this information war. And it's disinformation. It is a clear psychological operation that's being put upon the American people. And people are falling for it. And then you have Candace come out. And I really wasn't even paying attention to Candace for like the first 2 months. And I start hearing all these theories being perpetuated all through social media, and I realized the source of these incoherent narratives that don't even make sense, that there's a new person responsible for these murders, and people are convinced of it. Like, there's something new every single day. So I started watching what she was saying. And it, to me, it was very clear that, number one, it was just dim-witted nonsense. And unbelievable. And then we get into the Egyptian planes, and the Egyptian planes are supposedly following Erica Kirk or TPUSA, and they don't even have to land at the same place at the same day at all. You know, it's plus or minus 3 days, plus or minus 50 miles. It doesn't make sense. And the allegation is essentially that Israel's behind it. Like, do you not understand that Israel's cyber capabilities, and if they wanted to track somebody, there's a much more efficient, easier, and better way to track somebody? And then we have the Fort Huachuca story. I don't know. I was just taking it easy one night. My buddy Nate from Valhalla, he pulls up this video, or I'm watching one of his videos, and he's debunking this story. And by the way, he was a big supporter of Candace. So he's going through and just trying to explain very kindly and diplomatically to Candace why this was utter horseshit. And suddenly I see that he's being attacked with this. And then a couple, I don't know, about a week and a half or so later, I hear that she's bringing the source of this information on, this Harry Myers, or at the time, Mitchell Snow. And so I decide to play that live. And what I was listening to was just utter nonsense. I mean, there's so many reasons as to why this story doesn't make sense. First and foremost, what we're talking about is Fort Huachuca. It is a Joint Task Force Southern Border. It is a conventional military unit that is there to aid and assist Border Patrol for border operation security. That's what they do. Most of these folks are, most of the people that are going to be assigned to that unit, the vast majority, 90% plus, they're not even going to have a security clearance. And the idea that some guy is going to stumble into a meeting where they're having this secret planning session where they're going to conduct, you know, some sort of clandestine mission where they're going to go and assassinate a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil was just the dumbest thing that I ever heard. And I knew immediately, I thought immediately, like, okay, we're done with this. That no one is going to believe this. And then, to my surprise and disappointment, we have so many people just clapping like seals, like, oh, this makes perfect sense. And it was ridiculous. And on top of that, what you're saying is that the U.S. military is involved in killing U.S. citizens. And most importantly, or at least as importantly, Charlie Kirk himself. It is utter rubbish. It's utter garbage, just on the face of it. And then you start looking at this Mitch Snow, who at the time claimed to be a Green Beret. He is a Green Beret. And I want to set the record straight. There's a lot of people out there, all of Candace's surrogates out there trying to say that I said from the beginning that he wasn't there. It's nonsense. From the beginning, I was quite sure that he was there, because this is how con men work. This is how information operations work. They give you some truth and they get your head nodding like, okay, that makes sense. And then they spin the tail. and then they convince you of something that is completely not true. So I knew, I was quite sure that he was there from the beginning. I've said that. I created a video of like the 20 times that I've said that. And so, you know, there have this straw man argument trying to say that, you know, I've said or other people said, or even the fact that he's there proves the whole story, which is the dumbest, it's the most illogical, imbecilic thing that I've ever heard. It's like me saying, you know what? I saw Elvis out in the woods. Here's a picture of me in the woods. That proves my entire story. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then we start digging into this guy and I start researching him. Both Nate and I were doing this. I actually called him. I did a background check. I found his number. I gave him a call and I told him, I was like, hey, look, you know what? If you're telling the truth, I'll be your biggest advocate. Send me your DDV-14. Send me your other information. So I start going through this and then I'm comparing what he's saying on Candace's show, what he said in other podcasts. And then I start reaching out to family members. I talked to all three of his ex-wives. I've talked to three out of the four of his children. Three of his children are adults. Nobody wants anything to do with him. What every single family member has said, including his own mother, who won't have anything to do with him, has said that this guy manipulates people. He is a pathological liar. Every single wife talked about the same exact cycle, the abuse cycle that he has put them through.
And physical then they just say you're making it up, but he's convicted of this in 2016. Now we have the video of an incident he talked about, and it's the complete opposite of what he said. He's not letting her leave. He has the keys and throws them behind him. Right. He attacks with the hammer. He says she attacked. He was arrested, convicted. I mean, it's just open and shut. And they're already saying, we don't care. We don't care if he even attacked her with the hammer. I mean, this is so sick that the man is a total con artist, fraud, serial abuser. And they're just like, we don't care. Candace said, so he's gone.
Yeah. And luckily, Lene, his current wife that's trying to get a divorce, she came on our show last night. Folks, I definitely recommend you go hear her actual story. She sent me the video that you're getting ready to. She actually had that on her cell phone. And just so happened, I'd gotten another of the conviction document that you're getting ready to show that I show in the video as well. And it's, you know, June 25th, 2016. That's when this occurred. And also he's in another podcast saying that on June 25th, 2016, she, you know, basically tricked him into coming inside. She locked him inside. She set up the garage so that it was a prison and then she beat him. She broke his hands, broke his feet, beat him over the head with a hammer.
Pulled his arm out of the socket.
Yeah. She's 5'4", 5'2", and he's a 220 something pound guy at least and a Green Beret. And she just was trying to get to the phone and just yanked his arm out of socket. It's the most unbelievable, stupid story that anyone can make up. And yet again,
we have the footage of he's the one doing it. He's the one that's got the keys. He's the one not letting her leave. He's the one attacking with the hammer. I mean, and they're like, we don't care. We don't care. We don't care what he does. He is God.
The cognitive dissonance in this is so disturbing, and that's the real problem. If somebody like Candace Owens and all of her other sycophants can push these stories and trick America, man, we are doomed. Because there is nothing more important than truth. And trust me, this hasn't been fun. All the things that you're talking about, we've been getting death threats. We've been getting doxed on. I could be doing something so much more productive when it comes to financial gain or anything else. And I just think this is so important, and we're getting so much pushback. We need to stand our ground. And folks, if you believe, like, we're losing our country, and we're losing our country to misinformation and a psychological operation that I 100% believe is being perpetrated by the left, by our foreign adversaries, and they are using Candace, and they are.
Yeah, I saw you a week ago say this has got professionalism written on it. I was talking to 100%. Folks that obviously can't tell me, you know, that see the classified stuff, that have access. They just said, no, what you said, they're like, who told you that it's British? Because, you know, Obama moved over there, Starmer, even before that, the Crossfire Hurricane, the Steele dossier, all that is their base. They mainly run out of there. They're running the whole NATO thing against Trump out of there. And that's death. Maybe she doesn't know. They're not sure, actually. But her husband's this lord. They want to undermine TPUSA that gets millions to vote. They want to undermine Trump. And from day one, it's been Trump did it. Charlie Kirk's wife did it. And just all fake evidence has to point towards that. And now it's a completely clear psyop. And then I started remembering, it was pushed on me, and everybody I knew, her during his confirmation saying Kennedy is, it looks like he's a Mossad agent, no evidence, some random woman with a car, does he really own the car, is he, it's about to be Epstein list, and I sort of, now we've been reviewing her and looking at her spot checking, and at key points she comes out and goes after key Trump people, and so this is a lot bigger than just making stuff up for ratings. This looks really dirty.
It is. It's manufactured. It's engineered, and there's some serious money behind it. When you see the way that her videos, whether it's YouTube, X, and everything else, are being amplified, while there are other bots and other forces going around and downvoting all of this stuff, and then
it's being force-fed. They admit by Google, by Facebook, it's all being force-fed, and then those of us that counter it, instant attack. I mean, I posted this morning within seconds. Here he is with a hammer video. You scumbag pedophile Israel. No, we don't care what he did. It's all made up. It's AI. Just.
Yeah, I mean, the response clearly tells us we're over the target. I mean, it's all fake and gay, as somebody would say out there. But look, the reality here is the other issue that I have with this is the fact that we have turned everything upside down. What she's doing is she's accusing people of heinous crimes with zero evidence and then extorting them out of their own privacy and forcing them to give them some sort of alibi. That's not how America works. And that's one of the things that I am just completely disgusted at. And it was like a month ago, I was just sitting around. I'm like, nobody's going to say anything about this. Like, we don't have a problem with this. This is some jackbooted, tyrannical government crap. I wouldn't put up with this from our own government. And I'm sure not going to stand by and stay silent while we have some podcaster doing this. I mean, if Candace Owens had demanded as much proof from Mitchell Snow as she has Cabot Phillips, like, we'd be in a much better space because this wouldn't even be happening.
I was about to say, I mean, I saw her the other night when Harrison called in, my reporter. And he goes, well, what about the congressman, 11 a.m., 8 a.m. that time? You know, he's on there. She goes, yeah, I'll give him a pass. Looks like he might have been there. I mean, they all know. And the others all have alibis. She's like, I never asked for an alibi. Plus, it's not the ninth now. It's the eighth. And just like the arrogance of how dumb she thinks her viewers are. And I think what you're seeing is she's cultivated a slice of mentally ill people. They're not even a majority. They're not even a big minority. But she's targeting a demographic of the Q people. This is the new thing.
Yeah. No, and quite frankly, they are far more radical than anything I've seen with Antifa or any other leftist group. You know, we're a gun company. We push training, Second Amendment, conservative stuff. We've had all the attacks from liberals and all the stuff. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, we are getting legitimate death threats on our streams the last two nights. I've been doxxed on there, on X. And then on top of that, they said, hey, who wants to know about his kids? So, you know, there's something very real happening here that people need to wake up to. And again, if somebody as unsophisticated and as dim-witted as Candace Owens can push this on the American people and convince so many millions of this utter nonsense, like, we're doomed as a country. Folks,
well,
you gotta
wake up. What happens is people don't believe the official story, which I agree isn't right. And it's good to question.
I agree.
Then anything, if you don't agree with whatever's made up, you're bad. So it's like, we're good, you're bad. That's the end of it. And then you have the Muslims, the Islamists that are all anti-Israel. I don't like a lot of what Israel does, but they then make it. If you don't agree with all of our other demands, and don't put a Hitler uniform on, now you're with them. Or if you question an own lie, so it's all about they're in the cult, they're the good people, we're the bad people, because we won't believe a serial abuser and known con artist and a guy we're about to show chasing people around with hammers. And then saying, well, she did it to him.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. From the very beginning of this, I said there is absolutely no chance that Tyler has acted alone on this. One of the things that I just interviewed Chase Hughes, and one of the things that I am very concerned about, whether we're talking about Tyler Robinson, we're talking about Thomas Crooks, or some of the other trans mass shooters that we know nothing about, we have no digital footprint afterwards, like, there is a real concern of mine that people are being targeted, profiled, radicalized, weaponized, and directed at targets online. And I think that is something that
they got magazines in all the liberal cities with trannies with machine guns saying, we're coming to kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to kill Charlie Kirk. Yay, we killed him. See, we told you he'd be dead tomorrow. Cash Patel. Well, we probably can't convict him. Maybe they knew, but we interviewed him, but we're not going to go there. I have that directly from high level, multiple people. TPUSA, because they're the ones saying, hey, get into this. Then you've got Robinson in the trans flag, smiling, giggling, looking so satisfied. I mean, yeah, but and now his lawyers have said no. He turned himself in. We have the affidavits now from his lawyers saying, yeah, he turned himself in. He said he did it. So, that's mind control too, you know. And again, we're gonna go to break. Come right back with this video here. But and I didn't know you interviewed Ms. Snow. She's still trying to divorce him. She's totally insane. She's literally stolen her identity so he can hide all his other past. I mean, this is just insane. And again, Candace doesn't care, and she just glares with those demonic eyes. We'll be right back.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screams got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I crack the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind to say lie. Ultimate power. Feel it surge in your veins. Locked in focus, laser brain. Breaking out the chains. Ultimate power. Energy on command. From the electron to store. Come now, take a stand.
We have something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight now.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, this is bigger than Candace Owens, bigger than TPUSA, bigger than all that. This is the new PSYOP. And I saw bad signs, but I've known Candace for 10 years, and I just looked suspicious with targeting a Kennedy and stuff with lies, but I just moved on, because I'm not like the policeman. Everybody knows I'm not an infighter. And then I saw these incredible lies and said, hey, Candace, you're being shut up, and got attacked immediately. And so now here we are, and now they are already defending Mitch Snow's conviction, menacing hammer attacks, and then he's on podcast creating fake stories while there's video what he really did that we're about to show you here. It just went up on X. But you're saying a lot of key things, Gary Melton, former Green Beret, weapons expert, you name it, from Paramount Tactical, about what led up to this. You were telling me she's DMing you, totally freaking out. So I guess that's a whole nother subject. And then how they're responding, and then where you see this going. And you have a compilation from your 2.5 hour interview with Ms. Snow, Lene Snow, this victim, this little woman and her child, while he's swinging hammers around and bashing things and threatening her in front of a little kid. And they're defending this. I mean, it's just, you're right. This is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, again, we have investigations. We have a sense of justice that are, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. It's completely an upside down world where, again, the person, Mitch Snow, can go in there and make all of these claims that he stumbled upon this secret meeting and Brian Harpel was there and Erica Kirk was there the night before. Zero evidence. But when you provide evidence that, hey, this didn't happen, like it's never good enough. It's never good enough. And now she's demanding that all these people provide her alibis. And then the alibis she does provide, these people do provide if they acquiesce to her, which, you know, this is exactly why we don't negotiate with terrorists, because it's never good enough. Poor Cabot Phillips, he sent her pictures, video, wasn't good enough. Now you need to send me all the metadata. We're living in the same times. And I don't know of any other time in American history where somebody like Candace Snow would be taken seriously. I mean, we have reached an idiocracy in this entire thing. Like, there's so much evidence pointing toward Tyler Robinson. It's probably one of the most airtight cases you could possibly get. There's questions, just like you and I talked about. Like, there's real questions of who else was involved with this? What's going on with George Zinn? What's going on with his Lance Twiggs? What's going on with the different posts that happened the day before predicting Charlie's murder? And then the really suspicious thing that is most suspicious when it comes to Candace Owens is she wants to ignore all that. And if you bring any of that stuff up, you're attacked as a Fed, as a Zionist, you're getting money from Israel. Like, it's just lunacy. And that's the thing. Like, I just got to a point where I'm not participating in this mental illness. I'm not going to do it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like a magic word. You don't need to know facts or be involved or know anything. You just say Zionist, and it's like you win the video game and we're all bad guys, and it's totally retarded. And then, you know, Harrison's super anti-Israel. And they call him, say he works for him because he's calling and asking questions. But you notice she had to admit that Mark Amade from Nevada isn't even involved in this, is on national TV in the Congress at 8 a.m. Wachuca time. She finally, well, let's play a short clip of that, waved her magic wand and said, well, maybe, yeah, it looks like I'll let him slide for now. Look, because it's dead to rights. Then you've got Harpel on an airplane, you know, hours out. Oh, that's not good enough. And then you've got Erica Kirk, you know, a photo on the 9th with her kid. She's like, I mean the 8th, bitch. You know, it's just like totally insane. Here is her lordship, though, the Grand Queen Inquisitor, admitting that Lord Snow may have been wrong about seeing this random congressman they decided to say is involved in a secret assassination summit. Here it is.
Mark Amade did, I do want to say, as an update, I scrubbed through looking for roll calls, and then somebody indicated to me that they see him in his chair. He missed the roll call for some reason, but early on in the video, I agree, it does look like Mark Amade. So that might be, it could be him, and we're looking for somebody else who looks like Mark Amade, and I also think his height is wrong on Google. I don't think he looks like he's 5'9". So Mark Amade might be completely, off the hook on that.
All right, we're going to hear from Lene Snow, the trying to get away from him for years. He'll never show up for the divorce, so it never happens. On your show last night, there's a compilation of this, but is this a sign that, like, Darth Vader may have still had good in him, that Candace Owens could actually speak some truth? This is shocking.
No. I mean, she's moved from one thing to the next, and she's not going to let it go. And that's the problem with all this. I mean, even the report that she submitted that allegedly came from military police. Let's say it's completely true. But when we're talking about slop, we have, you know, license plate numbers that don't actually exist. We have driver's license that don't exist. But her proof that he was there, and nobody gives a shit if he was there, because that's not proof of anything. That's the most, it's just a dumb argument. Like, I don't even understand how people think that makes sense. But according to her, Mitch Snow was there at 7:37 a.m. According to this document, the entire event when he was apprehended was at 11:17. So if this is proof and this is completely legit document, then she's debunked herself. I mean, this guy, I'll read this. Basically, on Tuesday, 09 September 2025 at 11:17, the Fort Huachuca Military Police was notified by Daniel Head of a suspicious individual. Daniel Head, who stated that the individual entered the building with a backpack, making concerning comments. The backpack was taken away and placed outside on the north side of the building and called police station. So the police were called at 11:17. They apprehended this guy, took him outside because he was saying some psycho things. I mean, I don't know what warrants canine response and everything else you got to say inside, you know, the staff duty desk of Joint Task Force Southern Border. But we're talking about 2 or 3 minutes of activities tops. And they said the phone call happened at 11:17. So she's debunked herself already. We're talking about a 3-hour time difference between the time that she says that this occurred and when he was actually apprehended and taken outside the building. And we are looking at getting these records from Fort Huachuca. I want to do a FOIA. If they have video cameras of inside that joint task force, where he walked inside there, we want to try to get that information. But the fact is that every time we turn, more and more of this story is completely debunked. And at the end of the day, his credibility is the only thing riding on this. And this guy has none. He's a con artist. He has duped numerous women out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. He psychologically and physically abused them. He psychologically abused his kids. Every single one of his kids, other than the youngest one, which is 13, have either spoken to me or come on my show and said, you don't want to trust this guy. He lies. And that's one of the things that we see just something that he constantly does, is he even lies when he doesn't need to. He's going around telling the entire world that he's an 18 Delta, Special Forces medic. He's not. He's telling the world that he fell 80 feet during a climbing accident that while he was training and broke every bone in his body, I've confirmed that that did not happen. But it gets worse.
We now have video of the date where he's arrested, convicted, spent time in jail, not letting her leave, attacking with a hammer, and then he's saying all of that about her. Let's go ahead and go to my report now, but we'll come back in the next hour, get to your interview with the mother and the victim, and then ask where this goes from here. But I'm already seeing it blow up. They're just saying none of it's true. It's AI. He's God. We must worship him. This is a cult, folks. This is Jim Jones level insanity. People ask why I'm doing this. I said, hey, this is BS, and I got accused of being bad. And then we just keep receipts, proof, facts. Here's our report. It's up on X at Real Alex Jones. Share it. The truth will counter this lies. We get a real investigation into what happened to Charlie Kirk. Here's the report. We'll be right back.
Stop it! Do not hit my Mustang.
Videotape me all you want. I haven't touched this car in forever. It's been in my way.
You want to threaten to hit my car with a hammer? God damn it! Goodbye. Don't beat our door in with a hammer.
Why are you videotaping me?
You want me to let you in and that's what you do?
There was the menacing. He lifted it above her body to throw the hammer. And they're saying she's wrong to lock herself in the house. The man chasing her with a hammer.
You know, she came out and acting real kind. She took my keys, she took my phone, she went back inside and forced me to go back in and find out what was going on. Lures me to the garage that she pre-set up to be like a little prison. You know, she broke the garage doors, And she lured me in there and attacked me. Hit me with a hammer and, you know, break my thumbs, my feet, back my skull. That was 25 June 2016.
You want to threaten to hit my car with a hammer? God damn it!
As most of you know, Mitch Snow, a man who showed up on the scene about a month ago, is the star witness of Candace Owens of the Fort Huachuca secret meeting on September 9th, the day before Charlie Kirk was killed, the secret meeting to plot his assassination. And as the congressman that they blamed and others that they claim were there showed their ironclad alibis being live on C-SPAN at the same time the supposed meeting was happening and things, they moved on from that and said, well, no, what matters is that he was on Fort Huachuca, and the night before, he suddenly remembered seeing Erica Kirk and others at a hotel on the base. So they're always moving the goalpost. And as it came out that there's at least 5 restraining orders on Mr. Snow, and he's been convicted of all these things like menacing and assault, the Candace cult said, we don't care. He got detained on Fort Huachuca on September 9th, and that's all the proof we need, that he was on the base. So everything he said happened on the base must have happened. They say the credibility of a witness doesn't matter. Well, last night I got the footage through Paramount Tactical, who got it from Snow's wife. And there is the incident that he's talked about on podcasts and done in newspaper interviews. There's the incident he talked about from 2016 where he got arrested and he got convicted for menacing and lost custody of his son. And we have him telling his version of the story that happened with the police supposing a conspiracy against him with his wife. But instead, everything that he says she did is on video with him doing it. He only told the truth about one thing, and that was that he broke the door handles with a hammer. So we're going to show you what he said on the podcast, and then we're going to show you what actually happened.
Catch that Mustang. Stop it!
Touched it.
Do not hit my Mustang.
Videotape me all you want. You're ruining our relationship because you gave your keys to your cousin.
I didn't give my keys to anybody.
You're the one who asked him to mess with your car. I haven't touched this car in forever. It's been in my way. I'd like you out of the way. I have no idea where the keys are. Would love to know. But that's not what we were doing today. But you have to do this.
I can defend myself all I want. Because you're being insane.
You want to video record shit?
You want to threaten to hit my car with a hammer? God damn it! Marriage over, bitch. Goodbye. Don't.
Then you stop it.
You know what? Do it all you want. Go ahead.
I don't want to. I want you to fucking start treating me better than you treat this car. This is how you treat us. Take it. Everybody pan around. My wife neglects us, ignores us, and then screams at us on Saturday mornings about things that are completely unimportant to her. Blames me for losing things I haven't touched.
Tried to ask you if you knew where they were.
I did, and I told you I don't know.
No, you never said that. You had to give me a little asshole answer.
I didn't give you an asshole answer. I gave you a smartass answer. It's Saturday morning, and it's okay to be a smartass. You do it all the time, Lene. What is so bad about being a smartass?
Yeah, I've never done crap like that, Mitch.
Yeah. That's the thing. You do it all the fucking time.
No.
That's what you do.
You just beat our door in with a hammer.
Why are you videotaping me?
Why are you acting crazy? You want me to let you in and that's what you do?
Logan! Logan! Logan, it's coming!
And on that morning, she, I was loading up the vehicle to go for this meeting. She came out and acting real kind. She took my keys, she took my phone, she went back inside and forced me to go back in and find out what was going on. Lures me to the garage that she pre-set up to be like a little prison. She broke the garage doors. Hoarded stuff was stacked against the windows and the other doors. So she lured me in there and attacked me. Hit me with a hammer and, break my thumbs, my feet, back my skull.
What year was this?
That was 25 June 2016.
So this is how long this has been going on. And just so everyone know, Mitch is still trying to get a divorce. This has been going on almost 10 years. And this is, you're still not divorced. And this is back in 2016. This is crazy.
Yeah. So she did that. And eventually I was hearing my son cry. I was worried about him, having her maul him with the dogs again. And she had done that multiple times. He had been hurt really bad. So when I heard him crying, I used the hammer to go ahead and break the door handle to get back in, to get to my keys, get my son, get my phone. And I called for help. I called for dispatch. And she tried to attack me and pulled on my arm.
By the way, hit pause. Back in 5 seconds. We're coming to the end here in about 4 or 5 minutes. We'll come back with the next hour with our guest, who really is a hero doing this work, being attacked for it. But the truth's worth it. He knows she's got the footage. She's already convicted of this, a decade ago. So see, he admits he broke the doors. He says, he did that. And he's barricaded in. You can see the open windows. There's clutter in there. But all this is part of his story. And they're already like, look, there is clutter. Well, he had to break the door. See, that part's true. No, he has her keys. He's inside. You see him throw them behind him. He's not letting her leave. Everything he's saying, and they're now defending all over. Go to my post on X with this report. They're just like, screw you. He's great. She's evil. She's a Zionist. Cuckoo town, folks. Every woman around him, different states, all say the same thing. But you don't believe them because the God Empress Candace says it's true. Here it is.
Get my keys, get my son, get my phone. And I called for help. I called for dispatch. And she tried to attack me and she pulled on my arm while I was holding the phone, dislocated my arm. That's actually one of the surgeries. I'm still recovering from, I'm getting surgeries from it.
Yeah, all these shows, he wears casts and stuff. I mean, this guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, I called for help. I called into them. And as I walked outside trying to just get away from her or drag her towards me so she's not, my son isn't getting hurt. I saw that there was already cops there. They were sitting on the corner at DeMoss Road and Van Giesen out there at Benton City, not far from our house, like 400 feet from our house. I could see them. And they weren't coming over. They were just sitting out there outside of their cars talking and chatting with each other. But Kroski's the one that insisted on arresting me when I went over to him trying to get their attention. And they said they were going to arrest me for domestic violence. And I have lumps on my head. I'm not going to say anything at that point. It's just like, you got to be kidding me.
So his wife is Lene Snow. And he took her name so that he could cover up all the other convictions and things under his previous names. This is absolutely amazing. You have a man menacing a woman with a hammer. You have a man beating her car. You have a man then lying and flipping it all around. A few hours ago, I posted on X that we were going to be releasing this information. And 90% of the comments were the Candace Q people. And they were just like, you're a traitor. You're bad. I showed screenshots of him. They said, big deal. He's beating a car. He's got a hammer. So what? We don't care. The story's still true. This is absolutely insane. I broke the news.
that Cash Patel was blocking any connections to foreign or domestic help on September 16th. And a month later, it came out in the news that indeed that meeting happened with Tulsi Gabbard and the vice president. I stuck my neck out to expose that. I've said I believe there's a cover-up. I've said I believe that Tyler Robinson obviously had help. There were 10 people in the days before in the town that said Charlie Kirk will be dead when he comes. Then they bragged and said, see, we told you so, and they were his friends. You've got people in the crowd saying, I shot him, and then saying I did it so he could get away. Soon as whoever shot, Tyler Robinson, whoever, they start cheering. They weren't afraid. I believe there's a bigger story here. We've been investigating it. But people say, no, only Candace is investigating. And then it all hinges on a known con man scammer who has a totally different military record than he said he did, who didn't break all these bones in some military accident. It's all in the record. It's all in the court records. It's all come out. People have done 4, 5, 6 hour shows just to go through this guy's rap sheet and the hearings and the trials and the convictions. And then you have video of him saying one thing on a podcast, but then the proof that it's the opposite. And that's what these sickos do, is they invert reality.
You want to threaten to hit my car with a hammer? God damn it! Goodbye. Don't.
And Candace Owens, the champion of the women, keeps doubling down on Mitch Snow. But then when she gets cornered, she won't even now say, oh, the meeting was about assassination, even though they basically all said that in her circuits and said that before. Now she's just like, no, it's just a meeting. And the whole thing's falling apart, and everybody's got their alibis to give to Queen Candace, and it's just not good enough. Will Candace Owens come out and now admit she was wrong, or will she just change the subject again and again? Regardless, I will continue now to examine and look at future things she puts out and does. She put out a bunch of hoax stuff about RFK Jr. during his confirmation. None of that was true. It was very suspect at the time, but she's an old friend, and I'm busy, and I just had an instinct that she was going bad and working for some bad folks, and I just didn't touch it. And then everybody on the street and my crew and my family was asking about the planes and about Huachuca, and I went and looked and found out other people went and looked, and we got all the records, and I've spent probably 40, 50 hours the last 3 weeks studying this, and I just can't believe I know so much about this monster. Just because we don't believe the FBI, just because we don't believe the corporate media, doesn't mean that we randomly believe what anybody says out there with no evidence. That's the Q-type stuff or the Blue-Anon-type stuff. You've got to have real evidence, and this type of garbage discredits the real investigations that need to be done of why is the FBI covering up accomplices. We'll be covering it more on my syndicated broadcast weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show, Bandoff Video, Real Auctions on X, and the Auctions Channel on Rumble. And tonight, we're going from 9 past midnight Central for the new year with a feed you'll also find at Real Auctions on X, Rumble, and
Infowars. All right, let's stop there. Again, I'm going to try to give our guests the floor now as I've been ranting a lot. But this is so important, and I could right now... We should go look at some of the stuff I posted about this, and I mean, it's 90%. You're a traitor, you're a pedophile, you're gonna get it. Mitch Snow's great, it's AI. And if we follow the past pattern here, Gary Melton, Paramount Tactical, she's gonna probably double down again. What do you think?
No, it's exactly what she's going to do. And it's the knee-jerk reaction that you have for all of any witness, anybody that comes forward.
Look
with
at this.
Any
prove him wrong. Doesn't matter what he does to his wife with a hammer. How do you prove him wrong? He's at a base. There's no proof. It's impossible.
But it's on them to prove him right. Like, it's on the accuser to provide the evidence. This is how our American society is set up. That way we don't end up with the Salem witch trials. And, you know, it's just bonkers to me that anybody just sits back and thinks this is okay. This is not how anything works. Number one,
the credibility of a witness doesn't matter. That it's all about the credibility.
Well, what this trope that I keep hearing is like, well, you know, they have drug dealers and stuff testify all the time. Yeah, in a court of law where they're subject to perjury and or they're also corroborating evidence. You don't convict somebody on eyewitness testimony alone, and that's the only thing that we have. Not only is
we'll be right back. Senator, 2 minutes.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth,
crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I've been ranting and raving because I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. That's the thing. I've had a few people I've known in life that go crazy. A girlfriend and had some, you know, family, not close, but family. And when you're talking to a crazy person and they really think there's Martians in the attic and they really think you got a truck bomb, you know, parked in the yard. That was one of the things. We had an employee go crazy for smoking too much pot, thought the same way, or had a chip in his brain. We had truck bombs. People come up with the same stuff over and over again. And you're listening to them, you're like, you just feel crazy when you're talking to them. So I'm going to try to this segment into the next. We've got a bunch of clips coming up and exclusive stuff you've got. Give me the floor, but you were making some good points during the break, and I said, please, sir, make those points, you know, to the public about who and what is behind this.
Yeah, I mean, there is a clear concerted effort, and I don't think it's just one entity. I mean, we see what is being done, and we see the effects, and those effects are, number one, TPUSA is being utterly destroyed. They were the most powerful and effective political organization in the United States. We had Charlie Kirk that created this entire momentum, this revolution, this revival of conservatism amongst the youth, especially, that we've never seen before. We created all this momentum that would have definitely carried us through the midterms, and all of that has been stopped. So who benefits from that? Obviously the political left. So, and then we have the Trump administration being undermined. I mean, my God, there's a whole bunch of people that could benefit from that. Foreign adversaries, of course, the political left, and everybody else in between. And I think Candace is being exploited. I don't think Candace is wittingly involved in this. I think that she is spiteful. I think that she has a lot of animus toward TPUSA. Oh, look, you can look at Candace's enemies. TPUSA, that fired her. She has not been close to Charlie for many, many years. That's a fact. She wasn't even at his wedding. And then on top of that, she's mad at TPUSA and everybody that surrounds him because she was ejected from the organization. And then she was talking about the Jews, Israel, all this stuff. And then, of course, she had this beef with the Macrons and the French. So who's guilty of this? TPUSA, Israel, and somehow we had the French Foreign Legion involved with this. And, of course, we have the National Guard, people in maroon shirts, anybody. So we could see who's going to benefit from this and point directly to who is capitalizing and exploiting her efforts, and that is foreign governments. Definitely George Soros left. I think there's tons, millions of dollars boosting her content while going around and trying to downvote everybody that has any sort of opposition voice to what's going on, or just a sane voice to what's going on. So there's lots of people that are benefiting from this, and it's a perfect opportunity for lots of different actors. And I do think this is a very engineered, very specific, very concerted effort to push her information. And of course, it just causes all kinds of confusion and chaos within the conservative party and in the United States in general. Look, The government doesn't deserve our trust. We've seen January 6th. We've seen COVID. We've seen the election of 2020. All of those things are real problems. So we are in a state of probably the lowest trust in our government institutions that have ever existed.
And corrupt actors, corporations, and governments know to exploit that now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, I want to hold our government accountable. I don't trust them. But, you know, it's kind of like at the end of the day, we don't want to be tricked. I don't want to be tricked by my government. I don't want to be tricked by another government. I don't want to be tricked by social media personalities.
Well, everybody knows you can be tricked by the IRS and hurt. You can be tricked, you know, by a cartel, by a criminal, by a family member. Exactly, folks. There's not just government that you can't trust out there. And when people give you these nebulous, Q-like, Gnostic, you know, oh, I saw Mary's face in the toast this morning, that is meant to manipulate you psychologically. When they say, you know, you don't get any proof, just trust us, you got a problem. Notice all we've given is receipts on her and him, and they can't stand it. They never want to address the receipts.
No, they absolutely don't. And look, I haven't even been able to. There's some misunderstandings and some information that's been put out by the authorities, whether we're talking about Utah or FBI. The biggest complaint that people have is that there's not enough information. I think they've given a lot of information. That being said, we want more. Everybody does. I get it. But we can talk about the distrust of the FBI, the government, Utah, and this investigation. But they're not the ones that brought you the palm gun. They're not the ones that brought you iPhones. They're not the ones that brought you iPhone guns. They're not the ones that brought you flying drones with IR
lasers. Let's just be clear. Let's just be clear. I had the FBI threaten me yesterday. It sounded like we're a little buddy-buddy world.
We have a new product in at theellisshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, DallasShowTour.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at theellisshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
Well, here's the mighty champion of Candace Owens, Mitch Snow, menacing his wife with a hammer. She has to duck. She says, don't do it. You know, I'm talking about the neck shot when he rises up and is about to go after her. It's absolutely insane. We'll get back to that coming up here in just a few minutes. Continuing, you're a really impressive guy, Gary Melton. I've seen your videos before. Normally, you're tactical training, you know, Green Beret, weapons expert, doing shows about guns. That's your business. And then you go investigate, and you're just doing your job. And I come to the same conclusions. I interview all these other experts and individuals. They come to the same analysis. And I tell these stories, and, you know, people out there, you know, are like, oh, really? Yeah, right. But I've been telling this story for a long time. My dad's uncle, called him his uncle. He's like 12 years older or whatever, 10 years older. Lived across the street, you know, grew up seeing him, love him, great guy. He was an Army officer, and you know, he'd worked his way up, you know, as you know, regular, and then, you know, got into the officer court and did all sorts of stuff around the world and was a Nike nuke instructor, you know, ran whole groups of Nike missiles in Turkey and other places in Europe. And also, you know, trusted guy. And then they come to him and they say, he told my dad this like when he was dying of emphysema. He was like, yeah. And then they came and they said, well, we want you to be part of a unit domestically. And they got rid of this by the 90s. He was doing that. He was retired way before that in the 80s. But there were lots of mafias, a lot of Humet, Russians, Chinese, you know, really serious folks. It was extrajudicial stuff. So when you see like the movie, Apocalypse Now, Millicent did a great job interviewing a bunch of people for that. And they call in Captain Willard to go kill Colonel Kurtz. They never say you're going to go kill him. And that's as big as those meetings get. You got a CIA guy, you got the three-star general, and you got his officer, you know, under him that's handling the management of it. And they say, terminate the colonel's command. And then this meeting never happened, and this didn't exist. And from what I heard through my dad, what told my dad, he was like, no, I would just, literally like Mission Impossible, all right, go to this place, this will be sitting here under a trash can, whatever, here's this file, here's all this stuff, research it, call this number, and, you know, press whatever, if you accept the mission or not, no pressure, not to do it. And it'd be, you know, some mafia guy that, you know, the example was that, like, you know, killed some cops and got away with it. And back then, the military's like, the Senate gets together in a meeting, they go ask the president goes, yeah, do it, and they send an army officer in to kill the guy. That's old-fashioned American justice. Because of all the signals and things, they don't really even do that very often anymore, just because, you know, they get caught in things. But, I mean, that's really how this is. So, I mean, the idea that you got 12 colonels and people from TPUSA and all these people, you know, in there for the murder of Charlie Kirk, that's not how it works, even if they were doing it. The minute I heard it, it is total horseshit. You worked in Special Operations, Green Beret, all stuff you did. I mean, with your understanding, when you instantly heard that, did that make any sense to you? I mean, if you had 12 colonels in a room, that usually means you're about to invade a country, right? I mean, they don't understand that because it's the generals and the battle planning, but it goes through the colonels for the actual operation. You would not ever have 12 colonels in a room. It's ridiculous, unless it was a giant war game.
Well, I'll contradict you just a little bit there. So, again, when you have these joint task force, whether you're talking about a conventional Army joint task force or Siege of Sodif, the Sodif, so special operations task force of different types, like they create these task force because we have an excess of officers and not enough commands for them to take over. So they will ship down.
Exactly. Like we had like a couple hundred generals in World War II. Now it's thousands. So that's the issue. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, they'll create these task forces. They're creating jobs for these folks. So they'll go down there and, you know, they'll have six or seven colonels down there. And then they have other commanders that different military units that are going to be, you know, assigned to that task force for however long. So it's a big head shed. And exactly what he described, I don't doubt that he saw a bunch of 06s, 05s. I mean, you know, at a task force, you know, a captain is a private, a major is a private. Like nobody's even paying attention to them. It's just a bunch of people in there planning what's going on, how they're going to support the Border Patrol. All of these things. And, you know, they
They have these joint command meetings where they all get together to decide and get organized. I meant specifically in a operation for political assassination. No. You're not doing it the day before, and you wouldn't want a bunch of people in the room.
And look, let me tell you something. For some sort of domestic clandestine operation, I think you would be extremely hard pressed to find one military officer that, number one, that's illegal. Number two, we're talking about something, it's not even within their capabilities at Joint Task Force Southern Border. I don't think you'd ever find anyone even willing to do something like that. It's a clear violation of the Constitution. It's something, number one, that they're not willing to do. Number two, it's highly illegal. They're going to go to jail for the rest of their life. And then on top of that, they would just be conscious. Nobody
would
want to
do that. And isn't that why historically, and I know that is really pretty much going on in your day, but you can read history books about it. That's why you have, like, do you choose this mission? And by the way, it didn't happen. Like, one guy.
Well, I mean, that's where the OSS and ultimately special operations came from. You know, we had the CIA and that type of thing. And look, those types of operations could happen. But what we're talking about is the deepest, darkest reaches of the deep state CIA, that they would do this in a clandestine manner and you would never know about it. They sure aren't going to have a meeting about it. I mean, and this is the ridiculous thing of this entire conspiracy, is that we have the U.S. military, we have the French Foreign Legion, we have Israel, some of the three most sophisticated militaries on the planet, including the United States, the most sophisticated, some of the brightest minds, some of the best operatives on the planet, and they've decided that we're going to take out Charlie Kirk. So they get together, they put this plan together, and then they go execute, and it's pulled off so flawlessly, because the biggest thing that everybody talks about is the 30-06. So, you know, what people are saying is, like, it's not a 30-06 that actually shot them. We can talk about ballistics and all those other things. But the idea here is that we have this flawless mission. No one saw them. No one heard them. They shot from a different location with a different caliber. But the one thing they screwed up is they forgot and stuck the patsy with an antiquated 30-06. It's the dumbest shit on the planet. And then people believe it because because, you know, they're on this.
Well, let's take SEAL Team 6 going after Bin Laden. They crashed one of the helicopters. Look at Delta Force trying to go in to Iran in 1980 or 79. That, I mean, these things with the best people don't go good a lot of the time. And the idea you're going to do this in broad daylight and one of the TPUSA guys is going to shoot him under his arm. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So.
Yeah, everybody wants to talk about Fed slop. Fed slop is here. Like, somewhere below my table is the Candace slop. It's the dumbest thing on the planet. And if you believe that, you need to check yourself for a little bit of cognitive security, because you have none and you're gullible. And unfortunately, that's how we're going to lose this nation. When somebody more sophisticated comes along and can put together a bigger PSYOP, a more sophisticated PSYOP, a more believable PSYOP, and then you drizzle in a little bit of AI, we're going to be brainwashed at scale. And that's what's happening with this. Now, I think a lot of these, the perception of her support is artificial. I do believe that. And I think people are waking up. And folks, that's what I would say to you. Look, if you are on the side of truth and you don't believe this nonsense, like, get out there and say something. Whether you're sharing my content, Alex's content, like, we got to fight. This is an information war. It's the biggest information war that I've ever been seen. It's the psychological operations that's being perpetrated upon the American people. And you got to wake up, because we're going to lose. If you're a conservative, if you're a Republican.
And when you speak to that, you're absolutely right. I've had the top pollsters on. This Charlie Kirk thing and all of this hurt Trump 5, 6, 7 points. It's getting worse. And so why am I addressing it? I went to see if Candace was telling the truth. It wasn't right. Now we've totally proven it. They're not stopping. And it's good to have mistrust of the left, the globalists, question Trump, all that. But that blackpilling, that demoralization is what enemies want to do to countries. And so we have a lot to be excited about. I just had Flynn on about problems in the White House and emergencies, and we're on it. We're going to get Trump to course correct. We've done it many times, but we're optimistic. This is just pure delusion, and it's damn evil.
Well, and you can see how insincere and dishonest that she is. You know, she claims to have been a conservative, and in the conservative movement and conservative policies are what's most important. Suddenly she's telling people not to go vote. Don't go vote. That's the opposite of what Charlie Kirk would have told you to do.
And she's no saying don't give money to TPUSA and don't support Trump, and Islam's not a threat.
Yeah. Look, TPUSA is the reason that Kamala Harris isn't in office right now. The left hated TPUSA when Charlie Kirk was alive. They were trying to destroy it when Charlie Kirk was alive. The deep state was after TPUSA. We saw the Biden administration try to attack them and take away their charity organization, the 501c3, and, their tax deductible, capabilities for their voters.
And by the way, Charlie told me this about a month before he got killed. And I never talked about it because he didn't say it was off record. Some of the conversation was off record about the White House. He was thanking me for putting pressure on the Epstein thing, and that Trump was getting bad advice. That was definitely hurting him, and he agreed that we should keep pressing, and there was nothing to hide. But he said, listen, you know, have you seen my video where I, you know, said the best thing about Trump getting reelected in 2024 was I knew I wouldn't go into prison. He goes, because you know, we had a lot more stuff go on, audits, criminal investigations, stuff that, you know, we decided not to make a big deal about it because it would be a distraction. I later confirmed it talking to Colvett and others. But people don't know. All these claims of stealing money, massive audits, federal investigations, super clean. All these leftist lies. They're cocaine parties. They're all gay. I've been around behind the scenes. Diaper bags, wives, 5 kids, them telling me, hey, Alex, you might not want to drink. You know, Jesus doesn't want you to drink. I mean, to the point of like Baptist-level Bible thumping, okay? And I'm just being honest about that. Literally, I'm hanging out with J.D. Vance and, him behind the stage. And like, I was barely even drinking them, but I had like I was sitting there pouring a vodka, and they're like, you know, you really shouldn't do that, Alex, and Jesus loves you. And it wasn't Vance doing it, but he was in the room, and I'm just like, then I'm hearing they're swinging from chandeliers and screwing everybody, and it's just not, it's an attack, and it's out of the same people.
It is just a smear, and there's no evidence behind any of it, but they don't need evidence. And you know what? That's what they're pissed off about. They're pissed off that Erica Kirk has, you know, put her boots on and went to work, even though that she is a grieving widow. And what they're pissed off about is like, we killed Charlie and TPUSA hasn't folded the tent and went away, because that's what they want. That's what the left wanted before he died. And that's what they're trying to do.
So now they got to kill his memory to kill his organization. They're trying to finish the job.
100%. Because they want elections. Like, it is the most effective political organization on the right that we have, period. Charlie Kirk has been attributed to 2.5 million votes. We beat Kamala Harris by 2.3 million votes. He won the election, and that's why we're seeing the attacks on TPUSA.
And by the way, Musk wasn't just going to put big money into all these campaigns. He was going to put more money into TPUSA, and he was going to duplicate it with student outreach from different angles, like tech and everything else. And then bad guys in the administration, the same ones that are targeting me and Flynn right now, are the ones that ran Musk out. So, yeah, so this is a multi-front war here.
It is. It is. And again, whether we're talking about our political adversaries, whether we're talking about our frenemies that we call allies but are also our adversaries, you know, we see so much. Look, I don't think it's by chance that there are ties to the UK with Candace Owens. We saw so much of the stuff, the Steele dossier,
I told you this off air, but I've talked to high level people that can't give me the specifics, but they said, like I said, how do you know that? Why are you saying it? I said, well, the Lord and the group, and I know they run their ops, mainly the Democrats, against us out of there. And I said, it all of her MO now, Islam's not a threat, all this stuff. I said, and they said, well, yeah. And I said, is she conscious? And without me saying, they said, no, she doesn't know what she's doing. It's all her ego. They're controlling her. So, wow. And you said that earlier without me even telling you that. I told you in the break.
Yeah, I think it's obvious if you're paying attention to what's going on. I mean, look, the scam that we have with it. Look, we have a deep state, a leftist, whether you want to talk about intel agencies, the bureaucrat, like when we say the deep state, what it means to me is that we have a radical leftist organizations in our and people.
The
within
left
our own
is government. Embedded in everything. They started in the 50s saying we're going to take over the
Absolutely.
Institutions.
And the scam that they have within our intel agencies is they know they can't do surveillance, or they're scared to do surveillance and do information operations on U.S. citizens. So what they do is they just outsource that to MI6. They call up their buddies at MI6. Hey, you know what? I need you to look at Trump. I need you to look at Charlie Kirk. I need you, whoever. All right. UK and many of our allies, everybody in the UN doesn't want Trump in office. They don't want a conservative in office. They don't want a J.D. Vance in office. And it just so happens that all of this, what's going on with Candace Owens and all of her other sycophants, is making sure that that happens.
Well, remember what Doge found. Doge found 300 million starting 3 years ago, because they were listening to his phones, knowing what he was about to do. They were secretly already backing Trump, and they tried to kill Trump, so he went public. Courage is infectious. And they spent $300 million to Reuters out of USAID and other agencies to target Musk. And we're talking, they fed it out to all the other agencies, PIs, harassed his whole family, did attacks on all his companies, the ADL's being sued, they were involved. That's confirmed. $300 million at Musk, and they ran it through Reuters. For people who don't know, that's MI6, boys and girls. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you're hitting it. Again, this operation is so clear to me, and I'm so disappointed in our fellow Americans that can't see what's happening. When they can manipulate the truth the way that they are and tell you nothing but lies and do it in such a way with zero evidence and completely destroy. And the crazy thing is, look, what I found is that, quite frankly, a lot of Candace supporters are never Trumpers or leftists in general. But unfortunately, there is this contingency, this demographic of real conservatives that have, you know, taken it hook, line, and sinker, and are working against their own interests, and they don't even realize that they're working for the enemy, and they're pushing these narratives, and they're pushing.
And let's be clear, it's because they want to be holier than thou. Things aren't moving quick enough. And I just had Flynn on. We're putting major pressure on Trump. Believe me, we're going to be telling you soon what we're doing. I mean, we are upset, but we're not baby out with the bathwater. All the good appointments, all the good stuff we're doing is light years better than the Democrats. So we're trying to make our attack through Trump on the bad guys is better than ever. But we don't just say it's not. And listen, that's a whole report. That's just the way I should attack it. Actually, what you just said, all these leftist podcasters, I'm not even trying to look at it. You go to YouTube, type in Alex Jones. There'll be 20 a day. All the top liberals, all openly funded by Soros Democrats, saying Candace is right. Alex Jones is a fed. They killed Kirk, and the whole left is literally swarming to her aid, loving her, worshiping her, and she doesn't even cover conservative issues anymore, other than like a Jesus is Lord thing. It's totally transparent.
Christ is King, which has become a motto for, I don't know, like anti-Israel nonsense. Like I am so indifferent to Israel, and then for people to like, oh, Gary, you're sold out to Israel. It's the dumbest thing. But you know, this is where she's gaslighting people as of late, is she's sitting there saying, because of this Fort Huachuca thing, that suddenly all these podcasters are coordinating an attack against her. No, no, it's not. It's the Fort Huachuca thing was a bridge too far, and it's too dumb for us to swallow this. We have Evan Kilgore and many of her other people that were followers of her that were helping her push these dumb things, and now they're turning against her, and now she's like, oh, there's this coordinated attack on me. No, it's just like, this was a bridge too far. But as far as a coordinated attack from the beginning, Candace Owens has an entire orbit that they've just been pushing each other. It's Ryan Mata, it's Ian Carroll, it's Baron Coleman, it is, you know, Mel the Crazy Village Lady. Like, these people have been coordinating since like week at least two of the Charlie Kirk assassination, and they're just pumping out this stuff. And then you take every single one of those individuals, and they got their own little orbit, and they got their own surrogates that are, again, pushing this. That is coordination from them. And then there again, they're gaslighting and say, oh, you guys are suddenly coordinated. No, like, we've just had enough. And this is not going to happen in this country. We can't allow these lies to persist. I'm not going to participate in your mental illness and pretend that the freaking up is down and down is up. Not doing it. And that's exactly what Charlie Kirk said. Like, you got to get out there and you got to get push the truth. And it can't just be me and Alex, folks. Like, again, you guys got to get involved, because I don't think that people realize how serious this is. And it's gone on. You know, when I first started hearing this stuff from Candace, I'm like, nobody's going to believe that. And I just let it go. And I think TPUSA kind of took the same approach. Like, this is going to die out. This is all nonsense. People are going to see through this. And no, it's turned into a literal cult. Nothing you say. And the crazy thing, whether it's these women coming forward and speaking out against Mitch Snow, or it's actual eyewitnesses. Alex, I've had multiple eyewitnesses on my show. And the moment that these eyewitnesses don't affirm some crazy theory that these people believe, they attack the eyewitness. Like, this person is just coming out of here. And then they wonder, like, why isn't more eyewitnesses coming forward? Because you silence every single one of them. You threaten them. You tell them that they're some sort of, you know, CIA plant. You know, they're working for the Jews. They just smear these people that do come forward. And then they wonder why nobody wants to come forward, which I think is intentional. And something you kind of hit on earlier. The other big agenda here, an objective, is to silence independent media. And that's what's going on here. Just like we got to the point to where we called MSM, you know, whether it was CNN, Fox News, all of these propaganda channels that we've lost all faith and trust in. So we had this emergence of the citizen journalist trying to get out there and give people truth. Like, there is also an agenda from the left to put out this bullshit so that people will never listen or take anybody seriously that is, you know, someone like me, someone like you, that is just trying to put out good information and stand by the truth. Because we have Candace Owens. Look, I think in three months, hopefully sooner, like, a Candace follower, Candace cult, it's going to be a pejorative. We're just like we looked at it with Q, like, oh, you followed Q, you were a QAnon guy. Like, you lose all credibility. And unfortunately, that's what's going to happen with Candace. And there's going to be downstream effects. Nobody's going to want to listen to independent media either. And they're going to be forced. A lot of people are going to revert back to MSM, which is even worse, because that is government controlled. It's CIA controlled. And I think that is an intentional initiative behind some of this.
Absolutely. We're going to go to break. I want to come back with the wife she can't get divorced from. He won't show up to court. Convicted of all this hammer garbage with her and her son. And you get to put a face for this woman who's so scared, where he rises up with the hammer, she has to duck, and he's swinging the hammer around bashing things. And there are the Candace acolytes. We can pull up the quotes. They're like, big deal, he hit a truck. He hit the car. You know, big deal, big deal. Oh, really? He said she got the keys from him so he couldn't leave. There he is with the keys, throwing them behind him, saying, oh, I don't know where your keys are. You're not, that's what he put in the report. He wouldn't let her leave.
I was just going to say, the real issue is that he made up this story that he shared on that podcast from Whole Cloth. We know it happened that day. We know that's the incident that he's referring to.
We have video, we have police reports, we have convictions.
Yep. And we have video and testimony. So, you know, it's clear that he has zero credibility. This guy is a pathological liar. He just makes things up. And, you know, him bashing the car and getting pissed off and actually bashing the doorknob turns into, you know, a scene from Misery where he gets actually taken captive and beat about the head, neck, and shoulders with a hammer from his, you know, 5'2" wife.
And really, she just runs when he's menacing her with a hammer up above his head and locks the door, and he bashes his way in like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
And this is the person that we're supposed to believe saw Erica Kirk, saw Brian Harpole, stumbled upon a, you know, secret meeting where they're planning to kill Charlie Kirk. Like, get the F out of here.
And then alibis are given, and the only one they'll accept is, well, you were live on C-SPAN, so we'll accept that. For now, you might be innocent. Well, I am the queen.
Yeah.
Well, I welcome their attacks. I'm going to expose this.
I'm with you.
All right, let's come back and actually hear from the victim. Straight ahead, be sure and visit his site, Paramount Tactical.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexShowStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Yeah.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So much to get to here in the time we have left, and obviously Gary Melton, former Green Beret, weapons expert, you name it, trainer, ParamountTactical.com on YouTube at Paramount Tactical. He's got Candace Owens sending him a whole bunch of private messages and DMs. Quite frankly, I haven't checked mine. I really don't. I should check that. She's probably in there. She sent out a message to me asking if I'm okay, I guess being sarcastic about all this, because I actually weeks ago said, are you okay? I'm really worried about you. This guy's a known con man with a huge rap sheet and, you know, all the rest of it. That didn't, you know, that only seemed to get her and her surrogates madder. But I think it's important to her followers to understand that the God Empress from Mount Olympus talked to you, a mere mortal, and you were telling me that she's basically freaking out in these DMs. You know, just to show people the other side of this, because she's so erratic in everything she says. Piers Morgan, well, you know, you said they were hiding his body and where it was buried and all this. She goes, that's crazy. That's not me. Who are you talking about? What? He's like, there's all the videos that we're doing. It's like, oh, you know, we know he was the king. They had to take him out. I think they're main suspects. I think, you know, the U.S. military, this Machuca thing, it really is credible, checks out. And this is basically their confession. They did it. They have to admit they killed him. And then, I never said this meeting was about killing people. And then Harrison Smith's like, well, then what the hell is it? I mean, there's just like, it is the most frustrating. It's like, what was the Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote? Like, we know they're lying. They know we're lying. They know we know they're lying, but they don't care. I mean, it's gaslighting. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, that's just it. I don't believe, and I even said that to her in the DM. I don't believe that she believes any of this stuff. And, look, she has some real animus toward the military. She doesn't know anything about the military. That's very clear the way that she talks. I mean, going back like 3 months ago or two and a half months ago or so, you know, she was like, I think the National Guard was involved. Like, what kind of moron do you have to be to believe that the National Guard would be involved in this? You know, I don't know. I guess there are assassins 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. There's always this aspersion thrown toward the military with everything that she says. Like she said before, like, oh, there's people within TPUSA where their father was in the military. Like, do you even know what you're saying right now? I'm not going to pretend to understand her psychology.
I was about to say, I had a lot of family in the military, Air Force, Army, Marines, you name it, Civil Air Patrol, everything. And studying it my whole life, I don't even understand it all. But I do know Fort Huachuca, every fort is going to have intelligence, even for the crime on the base or whatever. It's the type of intelligence. A main intelligence group is for foreign powers or main things. But intelligence is information, the border, sharing with the state police, the threat fusion centers, the information. She goes, oh, there's an intelligence unit there. See, that means that they're in on it. Doesn't every major base have an intelligence unit?
Absolutely. We have intel folks in every single unit and they're attached there. Of course you have to have people that understand intelligence can convey that information to commanders so that they can make good decisions on the battlefield, and or training.
Did you hear what she said? Mitch is even more credible now. You know, he mentioned what units are on the base and that's the units that are there. It's on the sign in front of the base.
Yeah. They tried to make this whole thing like this, super secret deal. Like, you can look up and ask for Joint Task Force Southern Border. Like, there's signs going to it. There's nothing secret about it. There's nothing secret happening within there. You know, we were talking about all the colonels and lieutenant colonels and everything else. That's literally going to be a morning meeting or a midday meeting, depending on where they're at. Like, they're going to meet every morning and talk about the day's events, make sure that all the coordination that they're trying to do between different units, between...
Sure, I know there's a big coordination meeting. I don't want them to conflate this. What I meant was an assassination meeting is not going to have 12 colonels in it.
No. You're not going to have... No. It's like, the whole thing is just so unbelievable and so dumb that it's hard to wrap your mind around the fact that so many people believe it. And that's what's, you know, even going back to Candace, when she's constantly saying, oh, I didn't accuse anybody. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Well, first of all, I have them, all kinds of clips where she does directly accuse, but then she's saying, hey, I'm asking questions. Look, don't insult my intelligence. That's what pisses me off. Don't insult my intelligence. You're trying to direct people to a conclusion through the form of just, I don't know, postulating, guessing. Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe Mikey McCoy's in on it. Maybe TPUSA's in on it. Maybe Erica Kirk's in on it. Oh, I'm just asking questions. You're asking dumb questions because you don't have any evidence to back any of that stuff up. So why don't you keep your accusations to yourself? And then when you do have some real evidence that points to somebody, let's talk about it. Again, show them the evidence that you have that says they're involved. And then from there, even though it's like we're pretending that Candace has subpoena power. She has zero authority. She's a podcaster. Like, I don't know why these people don't just tell her to F off, because they should. We do things in the American society, and I'm frustrated with it. I'm fed
absolutely
up with it.
Let's do this. Let's go to Real Alex Jones on X, or let's just go to your Paramount Tactical on X, because I was just looking during the break. And you just click on our report about it. Everybody needs to share. And it is literally 80%. I work for Israel. I'm a pedophile. I work for Laura Loomer. It is no response to him with a hammer and convicted and telling the opposite story with on video, with the video showing he's a liar. You'd think that these people would have some soul, but instead they double down even more.
Well, look, if you click on any of those accounts, 80% of those accounts are going to be, you know, a bot account that's under 100. Sometimes they're 5. Sometimes they're 3. Sometimes they were started in September, how conveniently. But the fact is a vast majority of those are clearly bot activity. There's no real human behind there. They're just pushing narratives. They're saying, throwing out accusations at us, saying, you know, again, you work for TPUSA. You work for Israel. You work for, like, it's dumb. It's dumb. And you know what? Keep sending them. I don't care. It's not going to change anything. You're not going to get me to stop. We're going to continue to push this and push the truth. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Well, it is amazing, though, that we have him doing interviews in print and in video years ago about this event. Everything he says, she had his keys. He was trying to leave outside. Then he's out there beating her car. She goes out there. He throws the keys behind her, won't let her leave, attacks, does all this, gets convicted of it. Now we have the video of it, and it's not enough for them because they've got Laura Loomer with me on a dog chain. Because Laura Loomer is another one of these clout chasers, injected herself into this. Had nothing to do with me in investigating this. So it's just a complete insanity.
Well,
yeah, look, it really doesn't matter. If you cannot prove his most recent allegations, here, go back to that. Scroll back up. Oh, you're just, go back up. In reality, it doesn't matter. If you cannot prove his most recent allegations wrong, don't attack his character, prove him wrong. How do you prove him wrong? We have alibis. We have people on C-SPAN at the same time. We have people on airplanes. It's absolutely insane. How do you prove that, hey, prove you didn't rape your wife last night? I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's the opposite of the American system. It is literally would make the Salem witch trial judges blush.
Well, yeah. And then when you do provide an alibi, like we saw with Cabot Phillips and many other people, then she says you're suspicious because you did provide an alibi. Like, oh, now I'm really interested. I don't care about this evidence that you weren't there or you weren't involved. You've made me suspicious just because you acquiesced to my stupid demands. So, you know, it's in a catch-22. It's all gaslighting. It's all disinformation. It's all one big psychological operation. People need to wake up and realize what's happening, because we have half the country being held hostage by a podcaster that has no power whatsoever. She's never, look, just the, I'm not some FBI detective or anything else, but to me, if you're going to investigate something, you probably need to get out of you get your ass out of your chair from in your studio and actually go to the place. She's never went there. She never has on eyewitnesses. She's never talked to lawyers that have went over the case in the strengths of the evidence we have. She's never had on other experts that are, you know, that can give some relevant information.
Oh, no, no, no. When we ask her questions and send her flight logs or send her alibis, she says, why are you attacking me? She's the one that starts this. And then we're bad when we don't, and I'm sure you know this. The reported shooter, Tyler Robinson, that looks very proud, shows with his trans flag tie.
Don't talk.
Yeah. They are now admitting how he turned himself into the neighbor and all of it. And that they admit he confessed. Now you can say he's mind controlled or something, but the point is, like, look at this. Like, they won't even look at that.
No. No, and the crazy thing is when early on, when they did release that, like literally the day after they released the charging documents, Candace Owens did a video where she said, hey, you know what? We're talking about him turning himself in, and the mother was the first one that recognized him. She's like, hey, you know what? I have this source that's been extremely reliable. Everything that is said has been verified by the source. And the source also said that exact thing. So that verifies that my source is great. Well, 12 days later, she comes out with a new video that contradicts that source and everything that she put out before that. And then she comes on and says, you know what? This whole narrative that the mother, the father saw him, that was crazy. So, like, no, the media wasn't putting that out. You put that out. You confirmed that story 12 days prior, and now you're completely switching because it doesn't implicate TPUSA. It doesn't implicate Israel. It doesn't implicate the French. You know, it doesn't implicate the military. And, like, it's really hard to keep a kind of choose your own adventure murder mystery series made for Lifetime going if you don't have some other narratives and roads to go down and start blaming other people. And that's what this
absolutely
is all about.
Look at this. Remember when people spent 3.5 months saying Tyler Robinson was this beautiful, sweet young man, everything? Now you see him on video, it's like a Jeffrey Dahmer 2.0. Didn't turn himself in because the crazy questioned lady said so. Well, his own lawyer disagrees. And then right here, what we do know about Mr. Robinson, that he goes to the court's question is the surrender. A neighbor of his, I'm sure the court has read enough of the materials. I think it's even, this is his lawyers, even in the probable cause statement, you don't even have to read the public accounting. A neighbor of his was retired sheriff from Washington County, and he got in that man's car, and they took him to the sheriff's department with the parents in the vehicle, and he confessed. Now his own lawyers are lying? Maybe so. My point is they keep saying there's not a shred of evidence, and I'm told by folks in the White House, you name it, you say, oh, they're old Zionists. Yeah, the very people warning me about Zionists, how we're going to kick them out. There is a fight there that is overwhelming, and they're pissed because the FBI doesn't want to prosecute the Trantifa that was involved. Because just like they spun the pipe bomber and set up this innocent black kid, which now been proven with the car and all of it, it's incredible, that broke yesterday, because it's this Capitol Police officer, all the evidence points towards it, that Sarah just so happened to be ordered to surveil the neighbor of, who's another cop, you know, at the time, talking about a weird, weird world. And it's just the same story over and over again that we actually have good people in the government leaking and giving us all this information, and they're pissed off because just like they're now saying the pipe bomber was a Trump supporter, which he wasn't even, and now the FBI is political, they're shutting it down because they don't want to make it about the left, and now it was the left, and now he was encouraged, and now as soon as the shot rings out, people turn around and go, great job, yeah, knowing they weren't in danger, and Zinn running defense you know, down there for them. We're not supposed to look at me. And so what the FBI definitely is doing is covering up leftist protection involvement because it's embarrassing, just like they do at all these other trainee shootings where they cover it up, whether it's Tennessee or Minnesota or you name it. So we have the MO, we have the pattern, we know the cover up, what it's pointing towards. Instead, we got some lunatic con man who's been totally disproven in everything that we're supposed to believe and say that Erica Kirk might even been the shooter. Who knows?
Well, I mean, look at what they were saying the first 2 weeks. They were trying to say that this guy was some sort of, that Tyler Robinson was some sort of right-wing nut job. Like, we've proven that incorrect. Like, not only does his Discord chat and all of the other information, and folks, if you guys haven't watched Turkey Tom's video that does a deep dive from a friend that shows a lot of background information. He was friends with Tyler Robinson and Lance Twiggs. He talks about hanging out with these people for months on end, and there's pictures inside their apartment. What was going on with that?
They're on massive drugs. They're not sleeping. They're in pedo discords.
Yeah, they're into furry stuff. Like, it's absolutely crazy. And this is the stuff, and this is the biggest problem that I have. Well, it's one of the many problems that I have with Candace is the omission of facts. Like, she doesn't want you to know this. As a matter of fact, even when she read through the charging documents, you can look at her notes. It's just talking points so that she can control the narrative and let people, she's only going to give the information that she wants people to hear as opposed to all the other information.
Well, here's the bottom line. You have the left because it's now 10. 6 the day before, 2 the day before that, 10 in the 3 days. He'll be dead when he comes to town, celebrating right when he's dead. We told you so. Foaming at the mouth, saying we're going to kill him. He's killed. We love it. And then we're not supposed to look at that. You talk about a cover-up, and they say you cover up a real story with a fake story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they're doing. If you even bring up Tyler Robinson, you are, you know, Fed. You're talking about Fed slop. Like, the amount of gaslighting that they have been able to do and do it effectively amongst the modern American society, it's unbelievable.
You know what Fed slop is. I bet you're a smart guy. I bet you know. Do you know where the term conspiracy theory comes from?
Absolutely, JFK.
Absolutely. So for people that don't know, this is declassified, Frank Church Committee 76, 77, 78. Frank Garrison is being fed everything by Fletcher Prouty, who ran regime change and black ops and actual assassinations. They only had 3 colonels that did it, but he was the main one. They send him to the North Pole. He figures it out, comes back, finds out the plan. He gives Garrison everything. That's why Garrison's so dead on. You watch the movie JFK, that's very accurate. He was like dead on because he had Fletcher Prouty giving him everything. Well, not just some meeting in a park. He was giving him a lot. And it's all explained there. So, again, we know how this works and we're, you know, seeing this whole operation, but I've talked to so many of these people and so many people that are involved that we really have a clear picture here that definitely state actors, foreign governments, the Democrats, they're trying to do this. And that's why it's important to shoot this down. We're not trying, I know we keep repeating this, to stop, I forgot what's telling a Prouty story, but something important. Where all this is going, I don't want to fight with Candace Owens, okay? But I have a responsibility that when I know something's a lie and it's got intel written all over it, I have to address it. And let me ask you this in closing. Where do you see all this going now? Because you've been really accurate so far. What are your associates, smart people you talk to, where do you see this going? She creates new hoaxes, new distractions. Does she change? Does she back off? Or does this just get worse? Or do more sophisticated people come in and imitate what she's done?
I think she's going to end up, she's not going to back off. She's going to switch to something else and she's going to have so much, again, this artificial support behind her as well as the real people that are supporting her, her cult members. So they're going to continue to support her almost no matter what. I think ultimately the thing that's going to stop this is the threat of lawsuits, whether it's from TPUSA, Brian Harpole, or many other people that she has just completely defamed, destroyed their character with zero evidence. And then ultimately, when it comes to Candace's story, and I think a lot of that's going to come from the Macron lawsuits. I just had Barnes on a couple of days ago, Robert Barnes. He was talking about how he went through the Macron lawsuit and how much information is in there, the exculpatory evidence that she was presented with, and yet she continued to run with that story. So, you know, I think she is a bankrupt person walking. And
I agree. And the question isn't whether Brigitte has a wiener. She's saying that she's really the brother and just all this stuff. The brother's like alive and on TV and famous. It's like just verifiable horse crap.
Regardless of what happens to Candace, they're going to put somebody else in her place. And I think some of those people that are within her orbit, even if Candace goes away, we're going to see all the support shift to those people and they're going to come up with something else. And whether it's on this, the Charlie Kirk assassination specifically, we're going to see something in the very near future where they go ahead and they capture their audience. And we're going to see the same tactics over and over. They've gotten too much bang for their buck out of this. This has been more effective than I think they even realized it could be. And so now we're going to see this continue going forward almost every single time. So
well, that's right. And people ask me about Sandy Hook and say, oh, you're being a hypocrite. I've only figured this out recently, all the pieces, DOJ, all of it. And we got a lot of documents that were sealed because of our suit that I'm not supposed to get into, but we're getting ready to go to court and unseal those. And there were children killed. It's in the police reports that are sealed. That when they opened the door of the bathroom, there was a pyramid of dead bodies with no blood. It's in the report that the bodies were moved there. There were other shooters in the woods, all this. And I early on covered that, moved on the news, guys, you know, local SWAT team had visited or, you know, helicopter guys in camo. And that was confirmed. I moved on. Then in the next year or two, these professors, leftists out of Florida and out of Wisconsin come out with a school safety official, and it suddenly gets pushed artificially, hundreds of millions of views, I mean, per video, some of them on YouTube. My listeners say, we want you to cover this. We don't think it happened. So about a year later, I start having like, you know, four or five guests. Then I figure out they're making stuff up. I move on. Don't talk about it for years. Then Hillary runs TV ads against Trump, $25 million, whatever it was the week before, saying, I'd said no kids died. I sent people to pee on graves. Nobody ever did that, period. And then Trump still wins. Then they run all these articles and news. They default me. They have show trials. Say I did all this. They raised $300 million. That's confirmed off my name, saying I'm bullying kids. Because they can't raise money for gun control. They can raise money for protecting the families. Alex is bullying them. We let it on. The DOJ ran it. The documents are out. The CIA was involved. Listeners already know about this. But it's all there. It's so insane. Obama directed it all, even though, you know, even though Trump was actually in. It was his deep state. Brennan was involved. And so, but I remember now the pushing. Hey, you're covering up Sandy Hook. You need to have this professor on. Had him on a few times. 22 minutes of evidence against me in that. And people still think it actually didn't happen. No, it was when I figured this out a year and a half ago in May and remembered, you know, the stuff I was able to see that was sealed about the piles of dead kids and the pyramid and all that. They flipped out, sent in the U.S. trustee for the Justice Department, tried to close a court order, and it was that. They were so pissed about whatever happened. So I don't know what happened, but I know that we're being lied to. But the reason I know this is again, that's kind of like Candace. Like, I wasn't sophisticated. This stuff hadn't really been done yet. It was kind of a test. I was set up in that. So now I've got just an unusual understanding of this because I've seen how this is done. And I think that's why Candace needs to cool her heels if she's not actually a demon and realize that, you know, she thinks she's fighting with us. She's being set up. They are teeing her up to be the new Alex Jones and use her as the example for censorship. And that's why I warned her. And they said, oh, your warning is a threat. No, lady, I have been patient zero in this, and I'm warning you from a place of love.
No, and people are already saying that. You know, people are already using her. People on our side, they're like, this is why you need newsrooms with editors and all the stuff. And I want to go back to talk about the conspiracy theory term, because I think that's really important because you're touching on something. So, you know, they came up with the conspiracy theory term to label people so that they would stay away from looking at what really possibly happened, right? And the irony of that is this Fed slop thing is like the people that think they're on the side of the conspiracy theorists way back then, they're the people that are misdirecting people. You're like, you're giving us
Fed
slop.
Well, that was my point. I should have made it. No, I'm saying Fed slop is the new conspiracy theory term.
No, 100%. Fed slop, you're Zionist, all these things. Like, just trying to impugn your motives when there are none. It's about getting the truth out, and that's what's important. Like Charlie Kirk said, you know, the truth isn't always popular, but it's worth it. And that's where we're at in this, and it's really
very impressive. When are you doing your next show so we can tune in?
We're gonna do one Thursday night. Thursday night at 8 p.m. We normally do a show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's live, so you can jump in on the conversation, but we're gonna do one Thursday, given that tonight is New Year's.
Army never sleeps. I'm on from 9 to like 1 a.m. tonight. You should at least pop in.
Go ahead. I'll be watching for sure.
Well, listen, bare minimum, go through her text messages to you. Just pop in for 10 minutes. It'll go mega viral.
So sounds good. I'll
live 9 to 1 tonight, Central. So just let me know the 10 minutes you want to come on. Please do it.
Yep, I'm available. So you want it, make it happen.
Well, let me say bye to you here at the end. Harrison Smith takes over. But you're doing a great job, brother. I'm glad there's good people like you out there. And we love you, Candace, but we're not going to lie for you. Harrison Smith takes over.
Well, barring a miracle,
InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.